This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Image for details.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's time to get to real radio stuff here. It's an overview that we have every week. The DJB gang, me, Doug Steffen, with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, into what the charts say.
Although they don't speak, so
what the charts list, that's probably better in terms of grammatical correctness. The charts are listed both at djvshow.com and at talkers.com, Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Every week, the top 10 stories as perceived by the research done at Talkers in the news talk radio world are listed, and we have a countdown with Michael Harrison. And so I invite the ladies to speak about the people on the list and the stories themselves. And with your permission, I'd like to start. Well, let me just go through the list quickly of stories, and then we'll go to what I think we ought to start with is number four. The UFO sightings, that's something we spend time with. The trouble with me going through the list is that we all start talking.
You give the list. We'll refrain from talking, okay. And then we'll talk about the list. How about that?
Number nine, race relations, the Asian hate crimes bill, et cetera. Immigration reform is eight. The abortion case before the Supreme Court is number seven. The economy and the stimulus, number six. Our relations with the two baddies on the planet, Russia and China. The Arizona election audit, the voting legislation, the voting machines, that kind of stuff, number four. The January 6th commission and the debate over whether there ought to be an investigation, which seems like ludicrous to me that there's a debate about this. But anyway, the Israeli-Palestinian situation is number two, and where we are, if we even know where we are with COVID. I think that's perhaps a large question. Where the heck are we? Meanwhile, the machine situation, I think number four is pretty interesting because there still is a hoopla about, you know, whether in Arizona Trump won and, you know, that whole thing, which has been really politicized and kind of, I don't know that we really know what the story is. But the thing that I find most interesting this week, ladies, is that the Arizona Secretary of State said that she has grave concerns about the voting machines in the state of Arizona. I don't know whether she's a Republican or a Democrat, and I don't think it makes any difference. I've said this for years, and it became worse last time around, how it is that we can have this much of a problem with voting, this much disruption, corruption, whatever the heck it is something that there should be. You talk about protesting and going to Washington to protest. This is something that hasn't been straightened out. And it isn't, doesn't show any signs of being straightened out.
But it has. It's been settled. Republicans in Arizona have said
there are some who are still trying to push this narrative, but there are others who are saying there was no fraud. This is the numbers are settled. What she's saying is she wants to have new machines because she doesn't know what the Republican auditors have done to them. So that for she's
but,
concerned more about
in
a
general,
future.
Well, I understand
couple,
what you're saying about Arizona.
There's a couple of things. First of all, it is not settled in Arizona yet. They're still recounting in Arizona, and that's been ordered by a judge because of the evidence that has been presented so far. There's been a tamping down of this story in the media. I think a lot of people are trying to say that this, you know, this theory about these irregularities has somehow had its day in court and it's been thrown out. That's not true. It's never really had its day in court. And so state by state where there are instances of this, in fact, in Georgia, in Pennsylvania, and in Arizona, there's all stuff that's going on looking into how votes were counted, how the machines work, and all of that stuff. So that's still happening. But what it wasn't the Secretary of State, I believe, or the the Lieutenant Governor in the state said that there are some irregularities that are still concerning to top officials, including the legislature. The sheriff of Maricopa County came out and said, we think that these auditors don't know what they're doing. We're probably going to have to buy new voting machines. So a couple of things are happening all at the same time. The sheriff is saying that there needs to be new voting machines because people have been touching them. A lot of people are still looking to see how votes were being counted. When they did the forensic audit in Pennsylvania, a story that came out yesterday, is that a lot of the Republican votes were not being scanned. If they were GOP ballots, a lot of them were not being scanned in the state of Pennsylvania. So these are things that are pretty problematic that haven't, I guess, risen to the top of interest for the mainstream news media to report on. But there are things that are going on, and I think the bottom line is we need to make sure that people trust this system before the midterms because we're going to have to go do it all over again next year.
Yeah.
And
it's been as long as I've been doing talk radio, and that's been since 1974, there's been this issue, and maybe if I were thinking about what happened before, if I were I wasn't as conscious or aware of it, but I will tell you that over my adult lifetime, this has been an issue in every single election, going back to when I was a resident of Florida. Here in Massachusetts, it's been a problem. Sure as hell has been a problem in California and Arizona and pretty much every other state where the people who are full-time managers of this system sit on their hands. They're political appointees, so they take the position of helping their party. It's an outrage. It really is. Oh, your vote doesn't really count. You don't know where your vote goes. I don't want to go and put my vote in the ballot in the mail. I want to take the ballot and put it in a machine and see that my number goes in.
I trust the mail way more than the machine.
I don't.
We're not talking
about
all the stuff with. Yeah, because I tracked my ballot. I knew exactly when it was received. I knew exactly when it was counted. I could go right online I'm in New Jersey. I went right online onto the site. I logged in with my independent number as my New Jersey ID number, tracked the ballot like a FedEx package. It was great. I have no issue with that whatsoever. I would trust that more than somebody tampering with these machines. On either
side.
Well,
the tampering of machines is different than putting your ballot into a box. The machines, those computerized machines, have been a mess since they were introduced. And I remember the first voter machines that were computerized were owned by a company that was owned by a U.S. senator in, was it Dakota or Nevada or someplace? I can't remember the guy's name. No, it was Colorado. I can see the guy.
I'm sure
remember
that was
his
a
name.
Coincidence.
Yeah, right, exactly, yeah. Yes, of course. Okay, number one this week is the continuing focus on the vaccines, or is it the, I guess that I've said on the DJV program this week, I wanted to get away from this because I didn't find there was anything really new. It's the same old debate and the same old stuff about the pandemic and the marginalized communities and how blacks and Latinos are, you know, have higher numbers. I mean, there's nothing new in that. We all know that the system is prejudiced against minorities. So the question isn't, is it? The question is, what do you do about it? And then there's, you know, traveling with the vaccines, whether you're going to have to prove. I mean, there are a whole bunch of issues, but they've all been discussed ad nauseum. At least from my perspective, anyway. I don't know. You guys have your thoughts about it, so help yourself.
Okay.
That's the end of that. So I guess I'm right.
Well, I mean,
except
I don't know.
Wait a minute. One thing. There's a canine coronavirus problem that's erupted, and later in the week we've seen some research done that there's a type of coronavirus that usually infects dogs, and it now is present in a group of children who are patients that, this is over in Malaysia, hospitalized for pneumonia. And they've now seen that when examining the virus, that is pretty similar to what we've found in the COVID-19. So that's pretty unsettling, don't you think? I mean, get right down to it.
Yeah, I guess, I don't know, just going back to the vaccine conversation for a second, I'm really over it. Like, if people want to get the vaccine, it's available. That's great.
It's everywhere.
Get the vaccine.
Right.
Yep. If people don't want to get the vaccine, that's great. That shouldn't bother people who are vaccinated because they're now protected. So live and let live. Personal freedoms. Let people decide what the heck they want to do. And let's move on. I don't know. I think there's just, you know, again, everything becomes so one-sided. Either you're an anti-vaxxer, or you're, you know, pro-vaccine, going out there and asking everybody if they have shots in their arm. I mean, I just, it's your medical stuff. Deal with it, you know? I don't know. I don't.
This is so stupid that it's political. It's health. I don't know. It blows my mind.
It's because of groups on both sides. Let's talk about this with regard to the, Israeli conflict. And the squad on one side and the Maryland Greens on the other side of the world. I'll talk about that in a second. Here on the Talk Radio Review, it's 16 past the hour. Calotren, Calotren.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others, you have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, here we are at 18 after on the DJV overview, the hot hits. Talk radio is perceived by Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. We'll get to the trending things in a few moments here. I'm Doug Steffen. Situation that has, we're all politically motivated, it would seem, although I don't know that I am. I don't like any of them. But number two, the Israeli-Palestinian conflict sees the usual political sides being taken with the squad now saying don't sell any arms. But then there are those who are, I don't know, if are there any Republicans who say don't sell arms to Israel? Or is it all the Democrats?
I have heard a couple. I've heard Democrats, very high, powerful ones. They're, the squad is crazy. Steny Hoyer is one who came out and broke
crazy
with the Democrat Party and said, this is not what we stand for. We stand with Israel, and talked about Hamas being a terror organization. I mean, what other conversations do we have about
you know what it does? It just underscores the naivete of these people who are in the squad. And that's all that, I mean, do they represent a certain amount of a thought pattern in America? Yeah, I guess they do. And should they be quiet? No, they should be heard. But they should be heard, as are others around the country being heard, for some of the ludicrous comments. Some of the people that have leadership positions have intelligent comments about stuff, and some of them don't. And I think more and more you see the split between reality, at least what I guess is reality, and what some of these people who are in the groups like the Squad have come up with. It's foreign to me. Now, maybe I don't understand because I don't live in their neighborhoods, but I just, it's,
but
I don't
see,
know if
I
annoying.
I want to follow the money because this is a result, this way of thinking is a result of an influence campaign that's happening on social media.
That's
and
what
I
it's
want
all
to know
about.
Who's behind it.
21 after the hour here on the DJV overview of News Talk Radio this week.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, offers only the highest quality safes, delivery, moving, and repair service available. They carry several brands, including High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few. High Noble has gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 after the hour now. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, and the trending items this week. Some of them are bumping into the story list that we have from Talkers Magazine. Some of them are just kind of there. This is our own read, Jay, on the top 10, because Morgan Wallen has become sort of the poster child for negativity with some. Do you think that's an accurate statement?
Yeah, he had a string of getting into some trouble. He was acting a fool, drunk and belligerent outside of a Nashville bar. Then he was kicked off of his musician gig from SNL. He was going to be one of the featured musicians. He ended up being able to perform, but he was out partying during COVID restrictions. And it wasn't that he was in trouble for what he was doing specifically, but it was that he broke SNL protocol and safety regulations, so they had to disinvite him during that time. And then he had the racial slur controversy, which was the latest, which kind of had him disappearing from things so that he could quote unquote work on himself. That was the statement he released at the time. Well, he was out in Nashville this week performing at Kid Rock's bar, and I mean the crowd went nuts. He was one of the top selling artists when all of this happened, and continued to skyrocket.
Do some people interpret that as the folks who go watch him don't have a problem using the N-word. Is that, that's how some people would interpret that, right? Whether it's right or wrong.
Some people just like his music, probably, and, mm-hmm. you know.
I don't know.
I'm a country fan. I admit I'm not much of a Morgan Wallen fan. I saw him, he opened for Luke Bryan, I think, and that was kind of my, the extent of him with me. But I, you know, when people hear music they like, and maybe they don't know the whole story, maybe these are people who are not, you know, sitting on social media looking at what was trending. Who knows?
All right. Another item here, speaking of things that are popular in the top 10 television list, season after season, is Law and Order, SVU. Been on, I think, what, 21, 22 seasons. Mariska Hargitay and Chris Maloney. She's on the record this week as talking about a youngster who used some knowledge. Did this youngster watch SVU? Where did this come from?
Yeah, this all started, in case you missed it, there's an 11-year-old who evaded her own abduction. So a guy tried to kidnap her, and she used her know-how from Law and Order to not only get away from the abductor, but to help authorities track him down later. She was playing with some slime, and she smeared it all over him. And
really?
That, yeah, so when authorities, and she had seen this guy before, and he had approached her asking her some questions, and she told her school, she told the principal, she was very aware, 11-year-old, very aware of this guy. So when he then tried to actually kidnap her, he passed by her in the car, came back around, went to get out of it. And I mean, there's a video where you can see her immediately start running. He grabs her, she fights him off, and then she runs away.
Good for
and
her.
Mariska Hargitay is, you know, giving her praise. She's relieved that and grateful that this young lady is okay, and she's
waiting
strong
for the bus?
And brave.
Is that the video?
Yeah, she was waiting
for
the
bus.
And her mom always walked. So the bus stop was actually moved halfway through the school year because of a bus driver shortage. And her mom always walks her to the bus stop. But on this day, the baby had a dirty diaper, and the mom was like, "Okay, you know what? You go ahead and start walking," because they were already running late. And she's like, "I'm going to change the diaper real quick, and then I'll be there." And just as she was finishing changing the baby's diaper, the 11-year-old comes busting through the door, telling her the story that she had almost been kidnapped, and the video was captured from a neighbor.
Can you imagine, like, the guilt that the mom must have, that she, you know, made the decision to change the diaper, and she almost lost her child because of it? Like, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's horrible. Well, it's one of those really strange things. All right, comments are certainly encouraged. Help yourself with our social media being available at DJV Show, if you will. Facebook.com/DJV Show. Always have comments from folks, and I think people enjoy reading what other people that are listening to the program have to say, so you can check it all out. Twitter and Instagram, at DJV Show. And right now, it's at 28 past the hour on our review of what's going on News Talk Radio for this week. Calotren, Calotren.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the Internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. with enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true. It's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge Muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop it at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Did you know that the City of Redding has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Redding area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Redding.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Compass Sports Cards, locally owned and operated at 1620 East Cypress Avenue across from Hill Collision Center, is your home base for trading cards and signed sports memorabilia with modern and vintage sports cards and collectibles. Compass Sports Cards features baseball, basketball, football cards, and is the largest supplier of non-sports Pokemon cards. Buy, sell, or trade with Compass Sports Cards, open from 11 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Do you have a collection? Have it appraised at Compass Sports Cards before or after hours at 1620 East Cypress Avenue. Call 355-2016 or stop by today and check us out on Facebook. Compass Sports Cards.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
About 30 states now require attorneys to join and pay fees to a bar association that are really trade associations rather than government regulatory agencies. Now, these associations tend to lobby and advocate legal and political issues directly contrary to a Christian worldview.
We rely on your generous support to continue to provide justice for all. Learn more at pji.org.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's now 34 at the hour. This is the DJV overview. Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Jay, our overview of the charts for the week of May 17th to 21st. Some of the stories and the people that are involved in all of this. The economy. And what's going on in the economy? People all excited. Wow, look at what we're doing in the stock market, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The stimulus initiatives. So there's good news and there's bad news. But there always is when it comes to this sort of thing. In the housing market, home values, I'm betting in every neighborhood. Victoria is down in New Jersey. Jay is in Nashville. Jennifer is in California. I'm in Massachusetts. And I know from my perspective here, my neighbor and friend, who is the number one real estate agent here in my metro west area of Boston, says there's no inventory, nothing to sell. He went out of the market. He normally stays right in this area, but he was asked to sell a house down on the south shore, south of Boston, and he took the listing because the people really wanted him to sell, puts the house out. Listen to this. He puts the house on the market for $1.6 million. Guess how much they sold the house for? Take a guess, ladies. Think about it.
They asked $1.6 million. Everything yep. is going way over asking. I don't know. I'd say maybe $1.8 million.
Yep. Just a hair. $1.795 million.
I was going to go for two.
Really?
This house that's above my mom's house in the neighborhood that I grew up in. It was on the market, and she's like, "Oh, you got to look at this house. You got to look at this house. It'd be so great. You'd be on the same street. Yada yada." And I looked at it, and it was 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, and very old school on the inside, very 1970s. Mm-hmm. Like you'd have to put a lot of work in. It did have a pool in the backyard and solar. They listed it for $799. They got 35 offers. Do you know how much it sold for?
$1 million.
$980,000.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's what's happening. And so if you look around at home values around the country, they've risen at least 12 to 14% in the last year. That's great if you're an owner and you're selling. Pretty frustrating for people who are buying. And the only saving grace there is it doesn't cost you anything to borrow the money. You know, the interest rate's below 2%, so...
But
you know,
the problem, though, is, like, I have a friend who wants to sell her house, and but, like, where does she go? That's what she said. She's like, well, the problem is, where would we go? We want to stay in the same area, but then if we sell and we make a profit on our house, then we're still going to be paying somebody else
more,
way over asking.
Yep.
Yeah, it's crazy.
The home supply is at the lowest level, that is the available inventory around the country, this 57 years. In Framingham, where we had huge growth after World War II, it's the lowest available in terms of numbers, sheer numbers, that it has been since World War II, since I was a kid in the early 50s. It's just, I remember my father bought the house that we lived in when I was a baby. I didn't remember it when I was a baby. I remember talking about it, you know, when I was old enough to know what was going on. He paid $22,000 for the house and got a 4% mortgage from the GI Bill. And when we sold it after he died, it was on the market for $640. And I think that was pretty close to what we got. And so, yeah, you look at stuff and you just think.
It's expensive to build, too, right now. And the price
God, yes. Go to Home Depot or go to the lumber yard and see what they're getting for a 2x4. Woof. I'm glad I have a farm and I've got a sawmill. I can make my own. Not too many people are in that position, however. Okay, so let's talk about, we've got the COVID thing, and I said we'd put it on the back burner, and most of you, I think, listening to the program, and most, I know the ladies participating with me, feel the same way. But I have to bring Governor Newsom, who is the world's biggest nudnik, as far as I'm concerned. There are people knocking on doors, Jennifer, to find out whether you've had a shot or not. Is that real?
Yeah. Yes, it's real. Vaccine knockers. are coming door to door, and they're asking if people are vaccinated or not. If they are, they go on their way. If they don't, then they stop and try to convince you to get the vaccine. And, again, this is part of, like, let people decide what's right for them. You know, if you want to get it, great. If you don't, great. You don't need someone coming to your door going, did you get it? Did you not get it? It just, it feels so wrong.
Yeah.
It feels very un-American. Yeah.
Frankly.
And it's not free. They're spending $10 million of taxpayer money to lead this effort to try to get people to go door to door. So.
All right. So I promised that we weren't going to spend time on COVID, but I think something that's beside that kind of stuff that begs, screams for commentary and investigation, although I don't think it needs any investigation because I'm convinced that the Wuhan laboratory deliberately, on orders of the Chinese Communist government, let that stuff leak. Not necessarily, well, it leaked out in China, it leaked out in northern Italy, and who knows what it did in Iran, because that was the ultimate destination for the first batch that was going to be distributed. And, you know, the Iranians won't tell you anymore than the Chinese will about how many people have died from it. But the fact that we now are looking into it, I don't think it's strong enough. I know there are a lot of Republicans who are saying, and Democrats, too, here. We've got to look into this, but I don't feel like it's strong enough. Like, let's go get these guys. Do you feel that way? I mean, what, diplomacy aside, it's so obvious what happened in that Wuhan laboratory.
Well, but I think the question then is, what do you do? Like, what do you do about it?
It was economic sanctions on China.
We already
and
have sanctions on China.
You pull your business.
Right, but we already have that. And look what we've talked about in the tech report. We're now paying 30% over market for TVs. We can't
well, that's
any,
our
any
fault.
Vehicles.
Because
but
we
it
went
needs to be a world. It needs to be a world effort. And I learned some stuff. And
yeah.
I think I mentioned this to you guys, and I had almost forgotten. I talked to a reporter who's been working on the story about the virus and the lab. And Fauci has said that there's no evidence that there was gain. In fact, he lied in this committee about gain of function research that was being funded by the National Institute of Health, which he runs. Now, there's plenty of documentation. And so I don't know why Fauci can get away with lying about it, because there's plenty of documentation. We've talked about it here of the Obama administration telling him not to do this kind of research, because basically you're making bioweapons, right? You're making biological weapons.
And look at what's happened.
And Fauci, instead of using government money after Obama told him not to do it because it was too dangerous, he got private money to go in and continue his research. There's 12 other sites in the country, in our country, that do this kind of research on stuff. And so Fauci has been lying about it. Well, the information has come out, and 35 Republican members of Congress wrote a letter to the administration saying, guys, here's the evidence that shows that this came from the Wuhan lab, and they're putting the pressure on the White House now. And I think for what Victoria said is true. The White House probably just doesn't know what to do with this information. In fact, it made it all the way to the White House press briefing this week, saying, asking Jen Psaki about whether or not the White House was going to respond to all of these reports now indicating that the virus did indeed come from the Wuhan lab. What I have heard and what I hear, she just kind of wiggled away on it. You know, she gave a non-answer, essentially. But I think the pressure is going to keep mounting, and I think it's going to mount in a bipartisan way. I don't think it's just a Republican thing at this point. So I think they're going to have to figure something out. But I have learned a couple of things from people who are reporting on this, that Fauci is not very well liked in any circle. Democrats and Republicans alike have had issues with him, but he has a lot of people around him who are bolstering him and giving him power, and there are a lot of people who are kind of afraid, almost like he's, I don't want to use the word mob boss, but he almost has that kind of feeling within Washington, D.C. and the swamp. And so there is kind of similar to what Andrew Cuomo is going through in New York. And I guess we'll see if this reporting is right. Again, this is brand new stuff that will probably be coming out soon.
Yeah, needs to be chewed on. All right. So
he's got harassment stuff, and they're going to try to take him out of power.
Oh, I didn't hear
because
that.
That's what I was trying to get at. Because of harassment charges.
That's why you said
both
Cuomo.
But, well, yes, just like Cuomo, they're going to try to take him out of
sexual
power.
Sexual harassment stuff on Fauci?
Sexual harassment and also harassment in the workplace. Like, he's hard to work for, both of those things. So
I believe the hard to work for stuff, but really?
I know, that's what I said, too.
Sexual harassment stuff?
At 80 years
old? Look, I asked these same questions. The reporter I talked to said yes, and that there's more
evidence
coming. Can
I ask who this reporter works for?
I can't say right now because I got this information off the record. But
this wasn't someone who was on your radio show.
This was someone on you. Well, yeah. this was not said publicly, though. This is all behind the scenes stuff. So off the record stuff. So no, I'm not going to identify.
Come on. That would be.
We'll know if it hits the headlines, whether or not, you know, we'll see.
Okay. Number three is the January 6th commission. The debate about that, I see the House has approved a $2 billion spending bill to boost security after the insurrection. The vote is interesting, 213 to 212. All the Republicans and three Democrats voted against the measure. How do the Republicans keep getting in the way of this, and why? What's in it for them?
The narrative, though, is to support Trump, and that it wasn't an insurrection. So if you say yes, we need more security, then you're admitting that yes, there was a threat.
But guess who took down the security bill?
The squad is the one who actually took down the security bill. They The House voted this week for $1.9 million to go into additional security at the Capitol, and the squad was the ones that were trying to not, because they're in a quandary. Do we defund the police or do we want more of the police? And so there was a lot of that effort going on that almost sunk the bill that Democrats wanted. But as far as the 1-6 commission goes, there are already 4 investigations underway on the insurrection. I'm completely against
arrests too.
And there's hundreds of arrests and all of this stuff. And so everything's already underway. A commission is simply used by Democrats to try to intimidate Republican voters going into the 2022 midterms. It is strictly used for politics. The investigations are already underway. The commission is not necessary.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, the lists, if you will, the charts from talkers for the week of May 17th to the 21st. Story list. Number 10, those UFO sightings. Various branches of the government getting in on that deal. Race relations and the hate crimes legislation. Number 9, immigration reform and the situation that's really bad on the border is 8. The abortion case before the Supreme Court is 7. The economy and the stimulus, number 6. China and Russia, number 5. Arizona election auditing and the whole business about fixing the voting problems, number 4. The January 6th commission debate on which side, you're on, I guess depends on your party. Number 2, the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, kind of cooling off a little at the end of the week, and the COVID vaccine hesitancy. Are you going to have to wear a mask anymore? Are we through it all, and can we move on? Number 1 this week on the story list, courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine. All right, the government and your taxes coming up in a moment. We'll talk about that. This is the DJV version of the overview. Well, it is our version of what's going on with the News Talk Radio, bolstered by the research done at Talkers Magazine. It's 45 past the hour. Nothing beats the feel of a MyPillow towel when you step out of the shower. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology that makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch without any of that lotiony feel. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself, return them if you're not fully satisfied. Made with cotton grown here in the U.S. and available in a lot of different colors, each towel set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and a 2-pack of washcloths. For a limited time, get the MyPillow 6-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for only $44.98. Use the promo code DJV when you go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special Square. Enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. Let's get at it. MyPillow.com. The towel set for $44.98 now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The people list now, according to Talkers Magazine, these are the most talked about people this week in News Talk Radio. Bad Vlad, Pukin Putin, and his pal from China, number 10, Joe Manchin at 9, Kevin McCarthy, number 8, Bernie Sanders at 7, There's a pair for you. Talk about blowhards, both of them. Woof. Number 6, Karen Fan is even richer. Mitch McConnell is 5. Lots of blowhards here on the list this week. Trump is 4. Benjamin Netanyahu is 3. More Blarney. Fauci is 2. More Blarney. And Joe Biden, number 1. I guess it remains to be seen. I thought the most interesting thing with Joe Biden this week was him getting into the new Ford truck. And the CEO of Ford was there, and he told him to step on it, and that's what he did. So maybe that's partially what gets him onto the list this week. The top name on the list is Joe Biden. The People List, courtesy of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, here we are back again. We have time for one more item here from the story list and how it's related. You may have heard this week that your friends at the Treasury Department are going to hire a lot of new agents to get you dirty tax cheats. There's going to be a lot of focus. Apparently, the bill suggests that the number of IRS investigators be doubled. All right, is that it? Because there are a lot of this 22-page report suggesting that there have been a lot of tax gaps created by lax enforcement.
And so how many of you? Yeah, so cryptocurrency.
Well, what's the crypto? How does that play into this? Explain, please.
Because no one pays tax on it. And so there, you don't pay tax on it. And there are people who have been made millionaires many times over.
Tax on gains? Tax on...
Yeah, tax on gains, yeah. And when you sell it, there's no tax on it because it's not a regulated currency. So they're trying to create a structure for that.
Mm-hmm. Whose fault is that? I mean, what are we making bad guys out
fault.
Of people
it
who
just,
are just doing... What well, the law allows them to do.
But businesses are making money off of it, too, and not paying any tax on it.
So? I say
so. Well, then don't talk. Then don't complain about the deficit. If you don't want people to pay tax,
I am complaining about the deficit because
right. Well, then you can't. You're riding two horses with one ass
here. Look at all this week, the report that came out from the number of sources, including the government and the Farm Bureau, as to where the money went to you and people in your neighborhood on the beach. Yeah. Apparently, they're starting farms down there. According to where the money went. Yeah.
Snooky Farm.
Yeah, right. Perfect. All right, there it is, the overview. Jen, Victoria, Jay, and Doug here at 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss Free Fire Radio weekday mornings from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR also has an incredible weekend lineup, including The Plotline, Jefferson State of Mind, Sovereign Minds, and We the People on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Shasta Miners and Prospectors Association is a nonprofit group that helps small-scale miners and prospectors while educating the public about mining. They offer gold-bearing claims that members can use, and they hold monthly meetings that are open to the public. If you are interested in prospecting, mining, metal detecting, or treasure hunting, please join the Shasta Miners and Prospectors Association by downloading the application on our website.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here we are at 53 after the hour. Time for us to review the top five items from the world of technology. We have a tight schedule here, Victoria. So we get at it. Victoria Keeling goes through this. I'm Doug Steffen at number five. It's an announcement from Google.
Yeah, this is either good news or bad news if you are someone who likes to troll WebMD looking for problems that you may have and diagnoses, because we all know people
hobby.
Who are
What's
like
your
that.
Hobby? I troll.
Yeah, but we all know people who are like that. You know, they don't feel well. They go to WebMD and they diagnose themselves with some very rare disease that doctors just wish people would stop going to WebMD. Well, Google has a brand new tool that will be launching soon, and this is going to diagnose skin conditions. It's a web tool that they've developed with Stanford University's research team, and so it's 97% accurate when you take photos of whatever the skin issue is, whether it's, you know, a mole that you think doesn't look right or a rash, or this also does hair and nail conditions too, and then it runs through the database and the algorithm, and it has 65,000 clinical images already in the database, and then it will suggest possible conditions. So this is, I can just picture people getting so preoccupied that they're just taking their phone and taking pictures of their entire body and just having it run through this tool. So it's going to probably be very, very popular when it launches.
All right. Number four, speaking of something that's popular, it's HBO Max time.
Yep, HBO Max is going to launch a cheaper version of HBO Max. It'll be the ad-supported tier, which basically, I love when they say ad-supported. It means you got to sit through some commercials. So it's going to be $9.99 a month. It's cheaper than the $14.99 a month, which is ad-free. You get everything that Warner Media has, except you will not get the Warner Brothers movies that premiere the same date on HBO Max as they do in theaters. If you have this lower price tier, you will not be able to access those movies. You'll either have to wait longer or go to the theater. So, and if you still don't want to pay for anything, Warner Media is also planning on taking some of their popular shows from HBO Max and putting them on their other regular cable networks like TNT and TBS. Like I said during the week on the DJV show, I would suspect that Mayor of Easttown will land somewhere on TNT maybe later this summer.
Mm-hmm. All right, number three is Zoom. So I want to say Zoom time. All right,
yeah,
so
here's some good news. We don't normally think of good things when we think of Zoom, right? We think of long meetings that we don't want to be on. It's owned, you know, operated, the data server is operated by a Chinese company. But there is some new research that shows that talking on video conference services like Zoom or FaceTime during the coronavirus lockdown has helped older people stave off the effects of dementia. So this new study has proven, essentially, that regular communication and having to use technology has really helped the long-term memory of elderly people versus elderly people who, you know, just traditionally see people face-to-face. They showed much more cognitive decline than those who, you know, basically forced themselves to learn some of the technology, which is great.
All right, number two.
This is a story that is not good news for anybody, right?
No.
So we've been hearing a whole lot.
Except the Chinese. It's good for the Chinese.
Yeah. So we've been hearing a whole lot about the chip shortage. And right now, the number one product that is seeing the fastest spike in price are big screen TVs. So the larger the TV, the more expensive it's going to be. Right now, large TV model prices are up 30% compared to last summer. Remember last summer, everybody decided, well, let's go out and get a bigger screen TV because we can't go to movie theaters and everyone's stuck at home. Well, if you're trying to do that this summer, you're going to pay at least 30% more. It's better to wait until Black Friday sales come around. This chipset shortage, say that fast, is probably still going to last another year because they are so backed up. And when we had this trade war with China, Chinese companies like Huawei and ZTE, what they did was essentially blocked access to those chips, the advanced chips especially, which we need for automobiles and computers. So they blocked everyone outside of China from gaining access to them. They also stockpiled their own shortage. So here we are. This is now the next thing. We already know laptops are more expensive. iPads and tablets are going to follow suit after the TV increase, I think.
All right. Number one this week in the top five department.
This still needs approval, but this was a very big story this week. AT&T and Discovery Networks are in talks to essentially merge Warner Media, which is HBO Max, with Discovery, which has all the channels that everybody knows and loves. So this could end up being a massive one-stop shopping of a streamer. Essentially, the purpose of the deal is they really want to go up against Disney Plus, and Netflix.
Uh-huh. All right, there it is, the story of the top five items. No crypto in there. That's interesting. Okay, thanks, Victoria. 59.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Green Box Capital, an alternative lender, is here to help small to medium-sized businesses with the funding needed to build back during these challenging times. And for a limited time, is offering 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio to fill out a short form and connect with a real advisor who will work with you to create the best funding solution. Mention the code radio to redeem your special offer. With funding as low as $3,000, up to $500,000 in all industries across the U.S., Puerto Rico, and Canada, Green Box Capital can help with your financial needs today. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio. Again, that's greenboxcapital.com/radio. Get the business funding you need while saving 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio. Green Box Capital. Fast funding.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. So far, there are no plans from the White House to require foreign visitors to the United States to be vaccinated for COVID-19.
The European Union plans to allow Americans who have received their shots to travel in the EU, but the White House says there are no immediate plans for the U.S. to follow suit. Spokeswoman Jen Psaki says the U.S. understands the desire of many Americans to travel to this country, but there was no update on when the U.S. might allow more foreign visitors. She says the administration will rely on the guidance of health and medical experts before changing policy. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A family house party in South Jersey turned into a violent crime scene. At least two people fatally shot, 12 others wounded. A resident who runs a local anti-violence organization says he was called out to the home in Fairfield Township about an hour outside of Philadelphia late Saturday night to assist families at a 90s-themed party. No arrests have been made. Tennessee moves to the forefront in family-friendly legislation.
Conservative lawmakers nationwide have introduced a flurry of pro-family bills this year, but no state's political leaders have gone further than Tennessee in enacting new laws that affect transgender people. Lawmakers consistently dismiss concerns about discrimination. Supporters defend the laws policy by policy. They say one reaffirms parental rights, others protect girls and women, and one even improves equality. Ken Lorman reporting.
Iran's parliament speaker says international inspectors may no longer access surveillance images of the Islamic Republic nuclear sites, which will escalate tensions amid diplomatic efforts in Vienna to save Tehran's atomic accord with world powers. The Islamic Republic already enriching and stockpiling uranium levels far beyond those allowed by the 2015 nuclear deal. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Some tough talk from the top Marine.
General Frank McKenzie says as the U.S. scales back its military presence in the Middle East to focus on China and Russia, it risks giving those two countries a chance to fill the gap and expand their influence around the Gulf. General McKenzie has been traveling through the Middle East this past week and fielded a persistent question from political leaders. They want to know if the U.S. is still committed to the region and what additional support they can get. Jason Walker reporting.
21 people running a mountain ultra marathon died in northwestern China after hail, freezing rain, and gale force winds hit the high altitude race. Over 170 runners were racing on an extremely narrow mountain path at an altitude reaching some 6,500 to 9,800 feet. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Former Democrat Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard accusing Democrat Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot of harboring anti-white racism.
Gabbard has called on Lightfoot to step down over her remarks this week about the city's white media landscape. In a tweet, Gabbard, a one-time Democratic presidential candidate from Hawaii, also called on President Biden and other leaders to join her. Lightfoot, a Democrat who is the city's first black and openly homosexual mayor, has come under fire after announcing that she would only grant individual interviews to journalists of color. She also criticized the city's media outlets for their, quote, overwhelming whiteness and maleness. Patrick Foss reporting.
Kentucky GOP Senator Rand Paul says he won't be getting the COVID-19 vaccine, but he might change his mind if people who previously contracted the disease are getting reinfected at a greater rate than those who are vaccinated. Paul announced in March this year, in March last year, that he had tested positive for the virus. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big. With their $4.99 special, Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident? And find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Image for detail.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It is time for the weekly, the official Talk Radio Countdown Show. With the official from, this is the official of officials. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher.
I love the word official.
Yes, it is. It's one of those things. I remember
the official car of the Super Bowl.
Right, exactly. How did you become? I remember we had this big debate when I was doing afternoons at WCKY in Cincinnati. Remember that back in the 80s? Yes. And the general manager was a great guy named Tom Severino, one of the two really good radio station managers that I worked for over my so long and sordid career. Anyway, he decided on his own that WCKY was going to become the new official weather station in Cincinnati. It had been WLW. They called themselves the official weather station for Cincinnati. And so
official.
Severino said, well,
they had a certificate from God.
We're going to be the new official. Now, what does it mean to be the official? You know, the official sponsor of the Indianapolis 500 is somebody who paid probably $50 million to be the official sponsor, right? Isn't that where that comes from? Whoever pays the most is the official.
It becomes a rights issue. You know,
right.
A licensing issue. But official's a funny word. I've always found the word official to be funny, and it's funny you mentioned Tom Severino. I worked with him as well.
Fabulous guy.
I was involved in producing a 48-hour special for, at that time, Severino worked for Infinity Broadcasting, and then it wound up being sold to ABC Radio. So I was producing this 48-hour special that I was hired to do, a 48-hour radio special for hundreds of rock radio stations across the country. And we came up with a name for it that was meant to be a tongue-in-cheek joke. It was called The Official History of Rock and Roll. Mm-hmm. We meant that to be like, because there were so many histories of rock and roll
everywhere.
So it was sort of like a satire. Just the name, The Official History of Rock and Roll, figuring people go, who the hell are you to make the official the official history of rock and roll? I mean, there's no subject more controversial and more subject to subjectivity. Mm-hmm. And nobody got it, and nobody questioned it. Mm-hmm. Nobody said, what do you mean the official history of rock? We meant it as a joke, but it was nobody took it as a joke, and nobody questioned it, and it went on to be one of the big radio shows of all time. Never, ever got any negative blowback on a stupid name. The official history of, I'm convinced Rush Limbaugh did that with his EIB network.
Oh, yeah.
When Rush Limbaugh called it the Excellence in Broadcasting Network, he meant that as a joke.
EIB.
He took EIB.
It did they. The side of his plane said EIB network on it. Did you ever see that?
I hadn't, but it doesn't surprise me. But I know he did it originally as a joke.
It was a joke.
The Excellence in Broadcasting Network.
Came out of his mouth in the same breath as when one hand tied behind my back. Brilliance on loan from God or whatever he used to say.
It was self-deprecating, overly self-congratulatory humor. Yeah.
Right. By the way,
take it seriously.
Just as an aside, before we get to the charts for this week, those things. Getting in the way of our conversation here. It's the official chart. Limbaugh.
So where were you going? Don't lose your thought.
No, I haven't lost my thought. I was looking in the trades this week. I think it was mentioned in Talkers, but I'm not sure where I read it. The fact that there are stations now adding the Limbaugh, I think it was Fresno was the latest that I saw adding a station.
Yeah, you saw that
It wasn't Talkers. Adding Limbaugh's show.
Right.
The guy's dead. It's not going to be any new shows, but yet people are so into that mindset, they think they have to have it. And some stations in some markets are dropping it, so other stations are picking it up. I find it. It's extraordinary, actually. Extraordinary.
There's been a lot of, for folks listening to this, there's been a lot of, shall we say, conversation among radio broadcasters about the nature of the new Limbaugh show, which is basically
the old Limbaugh show.
The old excerpts from the old Limbaugh show put together with guides, with, you know, current issues and talk show hosts. I think they have about four very capable hosts, very good guys.
Yeah.
And then they bring out excerpts, what Limbaugh had to say about the general topic.
Right.
Immigration.
Imagine how much work there was. And there was that Bo Schnerdley who used to do all of that stuff, put all those things.
He was Limbaugh's producer for years.
Yeah,
I guess
apparently very good friends because there's
James Golden
podcast.
Is his name, and Bo Schnerdley is the assumed
radio
name, which is also originally meant to be a joke, but now that's his name.
It's so
strange when that happens.
But it was so Limbaugh in the early stages to have that. He had a great sense of humor. And it showed, you know.
He was like the right wing John Stewart. He was a satirist. He was
maybe
a humorist.
Almost a right wing George Carlin, except he didn't use the same phraseology. But he was pretty spicy with some of it. Again, remember Gorbasms and stuff like that. That, you know, today you couldn't get away with that, no matter what. But he got away with it when he just
got away with it.
Yeah, I did. Excuse me. Yes, right. Mm. Pardon me, folks, for bringing that up. All right. And you had to bring it back up again.
Fortunately, nobody's listening, so whatever.
Okay, well, then what's...
That's a joke, folks. That's a joke we used to have in radio, like, oh, the show's not going well. It doesn't matter. Nobody's listening.
Nobody's listening anyway.
Right, exactly.
All right, so the story list and the people list, all part of the work that's done by the staff at Talkers Magazine. You can find the list at talkers.com and also on the DJV show website, Twitter account, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So let us go through, if you please, Mr. Harrison, the stories.
Okay. All right, the stories that are in our top 10. At number 10, we have UFO sightings, and there's a report coming to Congress from the Pentagon, finally detailing their investigation into all of these repressed and covered-up sightings by military pilots over the years.
But you and I both know they really have happened.
Well, that's an interesting subject that that I take very seriously.
I know you do. That's why I brought it back to the surface. Exactly why I said that.
Yeah. At number nine, we have race relations, police reform, Asian hate crimes, all that kind of stuff. At number eight, immigration reform. At number seven, the Supreme Court.
Excuse me for a second. Can we go back to nine for just a second? All that stuff. It really is all that stuff. And with the passage of this Asian hate crime bill, one asks the question, maybe we address it later, maybe we don't, why is there a special need for a special bill when the hate crimes bill now that we have as law isn't obviously being enforced? So we're going to have one more law that maybe answers some political need but doesn't get enforced any more than the one that's already on the books gets enforced. You know, there are some people sometimes, you know, they get there's a hate crime thing, but not there isn't a lot of that being pursued, is there? Really and truly.
Well, I mean, hate. What's have you heard of love crimes? I mean, or life crimes?
Actually,
or
crimes of
indifferent
passion.
Crimes.
Yeah.
Well, that's a different crimes of passion. You know, or them are fighting words. That's a whole different thing. But in terms of hate, you know, murders, beating up people, harassing them. I mean, a crime is a crime. You know, when you start getting into the
nuance of
what motivated it, I think you hit it on the head when you said it's political. It has nothing to do with
patronizing,
with justice or type of
nonsense.
You know, corrections system. Yeah. Number eight, we have immigration reform, as mentioned. SCOTUS, which is a term for Supreme Court of the United States, to hear an abortion case that many feel could begin unraveling Roe v. Wade. That should create a lot of tumult in terms of conversation in the coming months.
Completely political and news media oriented. There's no more going to be a change in Roe v. Wade than you and I are going to fly to the moon on the back of a silver Gersamer.
Wow.
How's that?
Mm-hmm. But we have to wear a mask?
Probably. I hope so.
And number six, the economy, stimulus initiatives, and my mouth is not working, and the cryptocurrency turmoil that's happening. I'm investing every nickel I have in bitcoins.
Yeah, me too. Well, not bitcoin, but there's that other stuff. I don't even know what the name of it is. But if you make money, you don't have to pay taxes. And the boys in Washington, and girls don't like Dougie dollars. Yes,
Dougie dollars. Hey, let's give away Dougie dollars.
Good idea. I used to do that actually. Now that you think it was when I was doing mornings in Providence, we did have Dougie. I just thought about that. I haven't thought about that for years. Dougie dollars. They weren't called Dougie dollars, but there was a Dougie.
Had Dougie dollars, but they weren't called Dougie dollars. The whole thing
they were called
how clever
it was something,
Dougie dollars. Is.
It was. Yeah, I think they were. It was Doug dollars, not Dougie dollars. They were Doug dollars, and we gave them away to people. Had arrangements with various merchants. They would take their advertisers. They'd take the Doug dollars and exchange. You know, it was like a bonus. Buy a car and get an extra front seat with Doug dollars.
Buy a car and get an extra front seat.
Whatever.
I used to give away on Lincoln's birthday genuine official government issued Abraham Lincoln Memorial medallions.
Did you?
made out of metal, engraved by a fine artist, dated, and having a certain amount of value.
Probably had that it was certified, too. Didn't they used to have those things, certifications?
No, but these are just pennies. These are just regular pennies.
Right.
And I described them honestly, and then, and then we'd mail them to people. They get a penny. And a couple of people were really angry. That's fraud. Why is it fraud?
What did you call it? It's a what?
government minted Abraham Lincoln Memorial medallions. I can't believe I'm admitting this now to everybody. What a total fraud I am.
All right, great.
It was meant to be. You know, you see, the thing is that in those days, and gosh, please, I don't need to be in those days here, but in those days, right. Humor was a part of
presentation.
It was a part of everything. Humor and one's intelligence was often judged by their ability to use humor in making between-the-lines comments and satire, or their ability to interpret humor.
All right, let's talk about that. We're going to go through the list. We're taking our time. I want to bring up something to the surface about the humor on the radio as we continue here. It's 18 after on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official Talk Radio Countdown Show.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Nothing beats the feel of a MyPillow towel when you step out of the shower. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology that makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch without any of that lotiony feel. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself, return them if you're not fully satisfied. Made with cotton grown here in the U.S. and available in a lot of different colors, each towel set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and a 2-pack of washcloths. For a limited time, get the MyPillow 6-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for only $44.98. Use the promo code DJV when you go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special square. Enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. Let's get at it. MyPillow.com. The towel set for $44.98 now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit usps.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority you.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
Ahoy!
Ahoy!
Ahoy there!
Ahoy!
Ahoy!
Ahoy! Ahoy!
In
the name of the great Neptune, ahoy!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with basic plans starting at $100 a year. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for a basic liability policy not available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
What a shame we only have an hour for these broadcasts. At 23 past this hour, I'm Doug Steffen, along with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here to go through the list, the story list, and the people list, and we've done about as bad a job as we've ever done so far.
This has been the worst. This has been the worst episode.
The best worst program we've done.
This is officially. No, really. I've done research over the last 6 minutes. And this is the worst Talk Radio Countdown show in its 30-year history.
Really? And we haven't even gotten through it yet. How can you declare that? We've just gotten started.
And you said, you had the audacity to say you wish we had more than an hour to do this show.
So. Bring people more into focus of what doesn't make any difference. Okay, but these stories are important, so I think
So I think we left it off with SCOTUS hearing the abortion case at number the cryptocurrency turmoil at number six.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Number five, the U.S. relations with China and Russia being talked about at number four, the Arizona election audit, and that ties with voting legislation laws are being brought to the state houses around the country and GOP-controlled legislatures. Number three, January 6th commission debate, and another story tied at number three is the Trump Organization is now under criminal investigation, and that doesn't bode well for Trump or his family. At number two, the Israeli-Palestine
conflict. Better hurry and run for president again so they can't sue him or take him to court.
Well, I don't know if he ran for president again if he would win.
No, he wouldn't.
COVID-19 vaccine hesitancy and the mask controversy is at number one. Mm-hmm. Those are the 10 stories, actually more than 10 stories up in the top 10 categories. When do you want to do the people list?
Right now.
Right?
Okay, number now.
Okay, the dynamic duo, Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping, are tied at number 10. The dynamic Democrat from West Virginia, Joe Manchin, is at 9. Kevin McCarthy, the dynamic Republican, at number 8. Bernie Sanders at number 7. Karen Fann and Stephen Richer at number 6. Mitch McConnell at number 5. Donald Trump at number 4. Benjamin Netanyahu, otherwise known to his friends as Bibi Netanyahu, at 3. Dr. Anthony Fauci at number 2, and President Joseph Biden is at number 1.
Okay, can you enlighten me and the audience, the Karen Fan Stephen Richer connection? That's not something
that has to do. That has to do with the legislation and the controversy that's going on between the parties in terms
of voting
Congress, in terms of all of this stuff.
Okay.
Getting deeper into it, they will be forgotten by next week. So
exactly.
The hell with it.
Okay, here's a name. Right, that's not in the official list for next week. So the name Dr. Tony Fauci this week number 2, even though the COVID thing, which is number 1 on the story list, I feel like. The pandemic kind of is in the rearview mirror, in a manner of speaking, although there'll be a lot of conversation about it. But I think we may be headed towards something. I have a whiff of a story that may brew next week. Apparently, there are people who work for Dr. Fauci who don't like him, haven't liked him, and there are rumors at this point only of harassment charges. Sexual harassment charges that are about to be brought against him by some of his either current or former employees in the federal government. There's something brewing here that will not bode well for Fauci. Maybe it's just that people are making this stuff up to get rid of him. Who knows? But I think we're going to find this is going to surface over the next few days. And you can remember you heard it here first. You know, maybe. And then there are a lot of people who are upset with him because of now there's an investigation into why there has to be. I mean, it's so obvious where the virus came from, the Wuhan laboratory, the purposeful letting go of it, if you will, by the Chinese communists. And Fauci was complicit in the research. The government, he worked for the government and he wanted to invest. You know that story, Michael. And Obama told him no, so he got some private money to put into the research that brought us to where we are right now. This is stiff stuff. 28 past the hour. Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
this is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
It's the Ramsey Show, talk radio where debt is dumb and cash is king. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. For this month, we're reviewing Arturo Fuente's Hemingway Classic. With curves of a supermodel, this Perfecto has a superbly balanced, toothy, and attenuated Cameroon wrapper and pairs exquisitely with a complex filler and binder that indulges the palate with citrus, coffee, cocoa, and cedar. Come down to the shop for your Arturo Fuente Hemingway Classic today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
It's a certain amount of value. It's made out of semi-precious metal. Mm-hmm. It's dated and engraved by a top artist, and something you'll be proud to have in your collection.
Back to when radio was fun. All right, now let's talk about radio. We're in the business of radio. This talk radio countdown show is presented as part of the DJV program. We put things together, so we have a couple of hours every week of comments, commentary, focus on these big stories that Michael and his staff work so hard to actually put in order every week. It's not an easy job. The people list as well.
It's really hard.
Yes, it is hard, but somebody's got to do it, and it's nice it's you. So this past week, the thing that makes me think about this is because we were talking about radio when it was more fun, making reference to Limbaugh, some of the other characters. There have been, over our career, and before even we were on the radio, we listened to people who were crazy. Some of the stunts that used to be played on the air, some of the characters that were hosts of radio programs, especially morning shows, but often across the day, personality radio it was called, these guys were crazy. I can remember Jerry G and Company in Cleveland. He went to Chicago to WCFL when I was in college. But the fun, just the silly stuff that went on the air. There's a guy who's been on the radio in Boston named Matty Siegel. He's in his 41st year on the same station that he went on when he was 20-something years old. The guy's been a morning icon in Boston forever. Hmm. And this week, he quit. Well, he didn't really
quit. I knew
quit.
He couldn't take it. I knew he was not in it for the long haul. He quit.
No. Of course.
I said his career wasn't going to go anywhere.
No, exactly. Right. Well, anyway, the controversy, it sort of speaks to something that everybody whispers about who's in this business, and maybe I'm not smart enough to whisper about it, the fact that you can't say things on the radio that you used to be able to say. And maybe it even goes back to Imus and what he said about the basketball players, and there have been plenty of examples nationally and locally, but Matty was talking about Demi Lovato this week, and whatever that stuff is that, you know, the they and the them, and I'm showing my age. I don't get the impact of it, but anyhow, he made a joke of it. And his boss called him while he was on the air and said, don't do that anymore. Here's a guy who, if the boss is smart, never talks to him except congratulates him on the great show that he does because he's invariably number one or number two in Boston and has been for decades. So why would you get in the way of that? But the boss felt compelled to tell him not to talk about Demi Lovato anymore. He said, I won't. I quit. And he just threw the microphone down and walked out of the studio. Now, was that a stunt? Or was it the real McCoy? He's back on the air. So what do you think, Michael?
I don't know if it's a stunt or not. It either was a stunt or it wasn't, but it could also have been the straw that broke the camel's back. Mm-hmm. It could have been one more thing that he considered to be an indignation or, you know, an insult or something that he's putting up with. that was just building and building and building, and then the final straw was that. I often find in trying to figure out stories like that, it's usually the straw that breaks the camel's back. Mm-hmm. People think that everybody on a baseball team or everybody on a radio staff or everybody that makes a movie together, you know, we see people working together in public showcased situations, that they all get along really well. Mm-hmm. And it can be shocking to realize the hatreds, the resentments, the injustices, the inequities, the hurt feelings, the emotions that go into these relationships. And quite often, that very happy family that you see, you know, in the TV sitcom, or that you see working together, or guys playing ball together, any number of team things, behind the scenes, there's a lot of turmoil, and then something happens that sets somebody off, and you wonder, you know, why did Martin and Lewis break up? Why did the Beatles break up? Or why did current Hollywood couples break up? Mm-hmm. You know, why did Kim Kardashian and, you know, Kanye West break up? What happened? And it's because people are human, and jealousies, resentments, thoughtlessness, competition, backstabbing. It's a tough world out there.
You know, one of the things that's most endearing and perhaps enlightening is seeing, because the Friends reunion is on next, what is it, Thursday, I think, for the first time, May 27th on HBO, and the relationship that the six of them have with each other. Obviously, they were friends in real life when they were doing this, and they are still friends now. You've seen enough of the trailers and heard enough of the stories, at least to this point. This may be one of the big things that people talk about this next week, how all of them get along, and they seem to be concerned about Matthew Perry because he was slurring his words. He was taken care of. Courtney Cox, because he had an alcohol problem, apparently was involved in his rehab. Aniston and Courtney Cox have been great best friends since they did the show. You know, it's just nice, and maybe that speaks to what you were just saying. My friend Jonathan Tucker, who's the actor and the star of that show on NBC that we've talked about, Debris, he was telling me, you know, when you're working in that close, the quarters that close, you get to know people very well, very quickly. And he said over his career of 20-some-odd years, he's had some actors that he worked with that he loved. And it was a fabulous experience. And he's had other people that he's worked with that he couldn't stand.
Exactly.
And that's what acting is all about. You know, definition of acting is, hello, making the best of that situation like that, right?
Yeah, and of course, as a result of that, we all are actors in our daily lives. We all have to wear some type of a mask to get along. Right. And some people just rub us the wrong way for reasons that you just can't get over. I mean, there's just this chemistry thing or this vibe thing where you're with somebody and you just can't stand them, or they can't stand you, which is even worse.
Right. It is.
But, you know, if you ever have somebody just doesn't like you, no matter what you do, they don't like you. No, I've never experienced that, but I've seen it in others, and I could imagine.
Well, unfortunately, I've had that situation, and yeah, it's no fun. I don't like controversy, frankly, as you know. I don't like confrontation. I don't like anger. I just grew up around it, and I don't like it. So I, as an adult, stayed as far away from it as possible. I remember my ex-wife used to get angry at me because I wouldn't confront some of the issues that we had, and it was the dissolution of our marriage that was caused by me not wanting to deal with stuff because I'd grown up around everybody yelling and screaming at me and around me when I was a kid, and I don't want it anymore. I don't like it now.
Wow. And
so, anyway.
Would you say that was the cause of a lot of the psychological imbalances that you suffer with today?
Yes, I think that's probably very true,
wow.
Michael.
I'm sorry.
Speaking about imbalance, the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, number two this week on the story list. And where this goes, at least there's a ceasefire as we do this program.
Yeah, thank goodness.
And so, but is it, there's a big hubbub with the squad wanting to kill a $700 million deal with the Israelis for more arms. And I don't like
them. What the squad does not realize is that Israel is our ally in a very, very sensitive part of the country that's not friendly to U.S. interests. Mm-hmm. So why don't they just shut up. I mean, Israel is an ally of the United States. we're not giving them this money because we're being kind to them or any kind of religious preference or whatever. They're an ally in a very hot spot.
But those kids don't understand it. They're naive kids who got elected because they got onto an issue, and it just shows you that some of the people who get elected, if not most of them, are elected without real thinking on the part of the voter. If that was the case, I know that they squawk about their own groups and everybody loves them wherever they get elected, but what's her first name? Marilyn, whatever her name is an absurdity. She's a caricature. She's a clown. And yet she got elected and is running around Capitol Hill screaming and yelling at people. I mean, where do these people come from? And how do they get elected? And in this circumstance, you know, the kinds of things that they stand for publicly, like being against the arms sale, whether it's a good idea or it's not a good idea, the way they framed it and the way they couched it and the way they presented it was just plain stupid.
Without a lot of extra information, it's like it's a snapshot in a bubble in a vacuum. Yeah. Without a historical underpinnings and what it means. And the fact that the world is a dangerous place.
But they don't know. They're ignorant because they have never learned that sort of stuff. They're on their own toot, and they have no real cognizance of world situations. I mean, that's the way I see it anyway. The people list now, according to Talkers Magazine, these are the most talked about people this week on News Talk Radio. Bad Vlad, Pukin Putin, and his pal from China, number 10, Joe Manchin at 9, Kevin McCarthy, number 8, Bernie Sanders at 7. There's a pair for you. Talk about blowhards, both of them. Woof. Number 6, Karen Fan and Stephen Richer. Mitch McConnell is 5. Lots of blowhards here on the list this week. Trump is 4. Benjamin Netanyahu is 3. More Blarney. Fauci is 2. More Blarney. And Joe Biden, number 1. I guess it remains to be seen. I thought the most interesting thing with Joe Biden this week was him getting into the new Ford truck. And the CEO of Ford was there, and he told him to step on it. And that's what he did. So maybe that's partially what gets him onto the list this week. The top name on the list is Joe Biden. The people list, courtesy of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Let's pause for a moment here, and then we get to what's going on at the Michael Harrison interview slot that I want to talk about. You've heard me, speaking of talk, a lot on the air about MyPillow, how it's changed the way I sleep and people that I know sleep. The MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's rest every single night, no matter what. You won't wake up with a sore neck either. You won't have a headache. You won't feel like you need a nap in the middle of the day because you've slept all night well. Refresh the pillows in every room of your home. Time now, because the premium pillows are on sale. Lowest price ever, in fact. Now, for a limited time, you get a queen-size premium MyPillow, $29.98. King-size pillows are $5 more. Get the deal. Use the promo code DJV when you go to MyPillow.com and go to the Radio Listener Specials page. It's a money-back guarantee. You get 60 days. You wash them. You can dry them, do anything. Promo code DJV. Remember that. Take advantage of it right now. And matter of fact, there are big discounts, deep discounts, on all of MyPillow products using the DJV code. Check out the new My Slippers at MyPillow.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then and just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. Our, yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Happy and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, the lists, if you will, the charts from talkers for the week of May 17th to the 21st. Story list, number 10, those UFO sightings. Various branches of the government getting in on that deal. Race relations and the hate crimes legislation, number 9. Immigration reform and the situation that's really bad on the border is 8. The abortion case before the Supreme Court is 7. The economy and the stimulus, number 6. China and Russia, number 5. Arizona election auditing and the whole business about fixing the voting problems, number 4. The January 6th commission debate on which side, you're on, I guess, depends on your party. Number 2, the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, kind of cooling off a little at the end of the week, and the COVID vaccine hesitancy. Are you going to have to wear a mask anymore? Are we through it all, and can we move on? Number 1 this week on the story list, courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine. All right, so in place of talking about what Michael Harrison has in his weekly bold interviews, the Michael Harrison interview, I think we should announce the Talkers Convention, the installment that is slated. We're going to be the first ones to get together, like really get together. Couldn't do this last year, so we're now going to all be together. What's
first
going
radio
on?
Industry convention coming up on June 11th, so yep. We'll let people know how they can see video of it. It's sold out and closed to the public. It's an inside industry event, so it's not like we're promoting it. But kind of exciting that we're going to be back in the business of getting together again. Hope that we're able to do so.
We will be there with or without our masks on.
Right.
By that time, masks will not be imperative anyway. Social distancing, 3 inches. That's it. Okay, that's set for Friday, June 11th. It's 10 before the hour. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here on the Countdown.
Finally, a bed that senses snoring and automatically responds. Meet the Ergo Smart Base from Tempur-Pedic, our first system that detects snoring, then automatically adjusts by raising the bed. And now, during the Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep, all Tempur-Pedic mattresses are on sale, with savings up to $500 on adjustable sets. Get your best sleep, all night, every night. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback will make you fall in love with its state-of-the-art safety features, a spacious and comfortable interior, and convenient amenities, all ready for any adventure. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus up to 33 miles per gallon, 8.7 inches of ground clearance, X-mode with hill descent control, and a direct-injected turbocharged Subaru boxer engine will make you love every adventure in your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. During our Memorial Day sale, save $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed Queen, now $1,799, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Let's go back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show now. And Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here, our official legal advisor and a professor. He's the legal advisor on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with overviews of the top stories of the week. Okay, so I've got a little gossip for you. Are you ready?
Oh, I love gossip.
Gossip, okay. Dr. Fauci's number two on the people list this week on the Talkers charts at talkers.com, and you can find him also at the DJV show website. So apparently there are some filings that either have been made quietly or are about to be made, former and present employees who are charging Fauci with sexual harassment and other misdemeanors. They seem to be brewing. One wonders whether, you know, what the story is behind the story. We'll see, I suppose, next week. But does this become a fad? You know, you look at all the people that have been brought down, and some of them have been legit, but sometimes you think maybe it was a little overdone. I don't know what to expect, and I'm not even sure that, you know, we bring this Fauci thing to the surface other than what I just suggested. But you look at all of the things that have been suggested against some, usually they're politicians, sometimes big-time business folks, TV broadcasters.
Bill Gates lately.
Yeah, well, yeah. That's where I was going. Bill Gates, for heaven's sakes, now. So, you know, what happens to those charges? What happens to those people? Legally.
Yeah, and you know, it's fascinating, particularly fascinating to me when I look at it from media and how people are influenced. I hadn't heard the allegations against Fauci, and you know, I kind of wait to see something more legit, a real filing, and even after a real filing, what turns out to be real or not. But you're right. I mean, there are times, I think particularly back to Al Franken, former senator from Minnesota, who resigned under allegations that just they didn't seem that serious, and they never actually ever went to any kind of legal complaint. So, you know, this is the problem, that people can be libeled in the media. Sometimes it's true, but sometimes it isn't true, and it does seem that due process too often goes out the window. And then even when due process occurs, if someone is found not guilty, there's a psychological law, the law of first impressions. We tend to believe what we first heard. I used to say that to juries when I was a criminal defense lawyer. I would say in the opening statement, I would say, I'm going to ask you to break the law. And the law is the law of first impressions, because you're going to hear all of this damning testimony against my client. Wait till you hear the whole thing.
Wait for the rest of the story.
The rest of the story.
That's it. Okay, number three this week on the story list is the Trump Organization under criminal investigation. Does he need to run for president again to get out from under this? What's going to happen here?
You and my wife Carol was saying the exact thing this morning. She said, you know, is he going to be able to stall this for 3 years, run for president, become president again, and then not have to face the charges? First of all, I don't think these investigations have been going on for quite a while. So they will come to a head before a next election season. There are some serious allegations here, and there seem to be some evidence to back it up. Michael Cohen, when he first testified before Congress, actually spurred much of this on when he said that the Trump Organization, when they were valuing property to get loans, valued them at one level, and when they valued them to get tax abatements, they valued at another level. Now, some might think, well, you know, that's opinion. No, that's fraud. And if that is done, there may be some liability on his part. It also leads into questions of money laundering and other charges that come off of these as these investigations occur. But they will be resolved before the next election season.
For sure. Okay. I was driving up 91 in your neck of the woods. You live out in western Massachusetts. I was out picking up some cows in northern Connecticut, and I drove up 91. I saw this huge building being constructed on the left-hand side as you go north. And then I realized it was the new Amazon warehouse being built. And now I see that there are seven nooses discovered there. What do they do about that legally?
Yeah, you know, I saw that that same story, and it definitely warrants investigation as to who is doing it. Is it being done to get workers feeling badly?
Yeah, it's intimidating, but you just got to wonder in this day and age what the hell people are thinking. That's my own spin on it. Doug Stephan here with Stephen J.J. Wiseman on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%. And as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A bloody weekend in New Jersey.
Gunfire in New Jersey City killed two people and wounded four others Friday night, according to authorities. The Hudson County Prosecutor's Office said Jersey City Police received multiple reports of gunfire shortly before 11 p.m. Friday. Responding officers found six people, all Jersey City residents, with gunshot wounds. Three men and a woman, all between the ages of 20 and 35, were taken to hospitals and listed in stable condition, while 25 and 26-year-old men were killed. I'm Julie Walker.
Meanwhile, a family house party in South Jersey turned into a crime scene. At least two people fatally shot, a dozen others wounded. A resident who runs a local anti-violence organization says he was called out to the home in Fairfield Township. That's about an hour outside Philadelphia. It happened late Saturday night. He was called out to assist families at the 90s themed party. So far, no arrests made. Average price of regular gas jumping 8 cents over the past 2 weeks, $3.10 a gallon. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg attributes the increase to supply disruption from the 10-day shutdown of the Colonial Pipeline following a cyber attack. Speaking of which, CNA Financial Corporation, a major U.S. insurance company, revealed it paid $40 million ransom after a similar attack in March.
The Chicago-based insurance giant has released a security incident update informing clients that it took immediate action after the March 21st attack by proactively disconnecting its systems from its network. And CNA has no evidence to indicate that external customers were potentially at risk of infection due to the incident. CNA is not commenting on the ransom specifically, but it has been in communication with the FBI and Office of Foreign Assets Control regarding the cyber incident and the threat actor's identity. Patrick Frost reporting.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Tesla's electric cars are making China's communist leaders very nervous.
Officials at government offices in China have been told not to park their Tesla electric cars inside government compounds due to security concerns over cameras installed on the vehicles. Two Chinese government agencies in Beijing and Shanghai have been instructed not to bring Tesla vehicles to work.
Ken Lorman reporting. A prominent opponent of Belarus's authoritarian president was arrested Sunday after the airliner in which he was traveling was diverted to the country after a bomb threat in what the opposition and Western officials denounce as a hijacking operation by the government. Roman Protasevich, who faces charges that could bring 15 years in prison, was aboard the Ryanair flight from Athens, Greece, to the Lithuanian capital of Vilnius when it changed course to head for Minsk. More at townhall.com. The White House is teaming up with dating apps to showcase the benefits of getting a shot.
In its latest effort to boost COVID-19 vaccinations nationwide, the White House announced that popular dating apps are now displaying vaccination badges for people who have gotten their shots. Presidential advisor Andy Slavitt pointed to research from OkCupid that found those who were already or were planning to get vaccinated received 14% more matches on the app.
We have finally found the one thing that makes us all more attractive. A vaccination.
Slavitt says the dating sites, including Hinge, Tinder, Match, and Bumble, cater to over 50 million people in the U.S. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Samoa plunged into a constitutional crisis after the woman who won an election last month was locked out of parliament and the previous leader claimed he remained in charge, marking the latest twist in a bitter power struggle that's been playing out in the Pacific nation. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
API. So, how can I promote my new curbside pickup service?
It's possible with Staples Connect.
I need custom floor decals that'll get noticed, not just walked on.
Also possible, Staples Connect can help your business grow with custom printed sales and marketing materials. And now get 15% off signs, posters, and decals when you spend $75 or more. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 529. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's time to get to real radio stuff here. It's an overview that we have every week. The DJV gang, me, Doug Steffen, with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, into what the charts say. although they don't speak. So what the charts list, that's probably better in terms of grammatical correctness. The charts are listed both at djvshow.com and at talkers.com, Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Every week, the top 10 stories as perceived by the research done at Talkers in the news talk radio world are listed, and we have a countdown with Michael Harrison. And so I invite the ladies to speak about the people on the list and the stories themselves. And with your permission, I'd like to start. Well, let me just go through the list quickly of stories, and then we'll go to what I think we ought to start with is number four. The UFO sightings, that's something we spent time. The trouble with me going through the list is that we all start talking.
You give the list. We'll refrain from talking, okay, and then we'll talk about the list. About that.
Number nine, race relations, the Asian hate crimes bill, et cetera. Immigration reform is eight. The abortion case before the Supreme Court is number seven. The economy and the stimulus, number six. Our relations with the two baddies on the planet, Russia and China. The Arizona election audit, the voting legislation, the voting machines, that kind of stuff, number four. The January 6th commission and the debate over whether there ought to be an investigation, which seems like ludicrous to me that there's a debate about this. But anyway, the Israeli-Palestinian situation is number two, and where we are, if we even know where we are with COVID. I think that's perhaps a large question. Where the heck are we? Meanwhile, the machine situation, I think number four is pretty interesting because there still is a hoopla about, you know, whether in Arizona Trump won and, you know, that whole thing, which has been really politicized and kind of, I don't know that we really know what the story is. But the thing that I find most interesting this week, ladies, is that the Arizona Secretary of State said that she has grave concerns about the voting machines in the state of Arizona. I don't know whether she's a Republican or a Democrat, and I don't think it makes any difference. I've said this for years, and it became worse last time around, how it is that we can have this much of a problem with voting, this much disruption, corruption, whatever the heck it is something that there should be. You talk about protesting and going to Washington to protest. This is something that hasn't been straightened out. And it isn't,
well,
doesn't show any signs of being straightened out.
But it has. It's been settled. Republicans in Arizona have said there are some who are still trying to push this narrative, but there are others who are saying this is there was no fraud. This is the numbers are settled. What she's saying is she wants to have new machines because she doesn't know what the Republican auditors have done to them. So that for she's
but,
concerned more about
in
a
general,
future.
Well, I understand
couple,
what you're saying about Arizona.
There's a couple of things. First of all, it is not settled in Arizona yet. They're still recounting in Arizona, and that's been ordered by a judge because of the evidence that has been presented so far. There's been a tamping down of this story in the media. I think a lot of people are trying to say that this, you know, this theory about these irregularities has somehow had its day in court and it's been thrown out. That's not true. It's never really had its day in court. And so state by state where there are instances of this, in fact, in Georgia, in Pennsylvania, and in Arizona, there's all stuff that's going on looking into how votes were counted, how the machines work, and all of that stuff. So that's still happening. But what the, it wasn't the Secretary of State, I believe, or the who did you just say? The Lieutenant Governor in the state said that there are some irregularities that are still concerning to top officials, including the legislature. The sheriff of Maricopa County came out and said, we think that these auditors don't know what they're doing. We're probably going to have to buy new voting machines. So a couple of things are happening all at the same time. The sheriff is saying that there needs to be new voting machines because people have been touching them. A lot of people are still looking to see how votes were being counted. When they did the forensic audit in Pennsylvania, a story that came out yesterday, is that a lot of the Republican votes were not being scanned. If they were GOP ballots, a lot of them were not being scanned in the state of Pennsylvania. So these are things that are pretty problematic that haven't, I guess, risen to the top of interest for the mainstream news media to report on. But there are things that are going on, and I think the bottom line is we need to make sure that people trust this system before the midterms because we're going to have to go do it all over again next year.
Yeah.
And
It's been a joy. As long as I've been doing talk radio, and that's been since 1974, there's been this issue. And maybe if I were thinking about what happened before, if I were, I wasn't as conscious or aware of it. But I will tell you that over my adult lifetime, this has been an issue in every single election, going back to when I was a resident of Florida. Here in Massachusetts, it's been a problem. Sure as hell has been a problem in California and Arizona and pretty much every other state, where the people who are full-time managers of this system sit on their hands. They're political appointees, so they take the position of helping their party. It's an outrage. It really is. Oh, your vote doesn't really count. You don't know where your vote goes. I don't want to go and put my vote in the ballot in the mail. I don't want to. I want to take the ballot and put it in a machine and see that my number goes in.
I trusted the mail way more than the machine. We're not talking
about
all the stuff with, because I tracked my ballot. I knew exactly when it was received. I knew exactly when it was counted. I could go right online I'm in New Jersey. I went right online onto the site. I logged in with my independent number as my New Jersey ID number, tracked the ballot like a FedEx package. It was great. I have no issue with that whatsoever. I would trust that more than somebody tampering with these machines.
The tampering of machines is different than putting your ballot into a box. The machines, those computerized machines, have been a mess since they were introduced. And I remember the first voter machines that were computerized were owned by a company that was owned by a U.S. senator in, was it Dakota or Nevada or someplace? I can't remember the guy's name. No, it was Colorado. I can see the guy. I can't remember his name.
I'm sure that was a coincidence.
Yeah, right, exactly, yeah. Yes, of course. Okay, number one this week is the continuing focus on the vaccines, or is it the, I guess that I've said on the DJV program this week, I wanted to get away from this because I didn't find there was anything really new. It's the same old debate and the same old stuff about the pandemic and the marginalized communities and how blacks and Latinos are, have higher numbers. I mean, there's nothing new in that. We all know that the system is prejudiced against minorities. So the question isn't, is it? The question is, what do you do about it? And then there's, traveling with the vaccines, whether you're going to have to prove. I mean, there are a whole bunch of issues, but they've all been discussed ad nauseum, at least from my perspective anyway. I don't know. You guys have your thoughts about it, so help yourself.
Okay.
That's the end of that, so I guess I'm right.
Well, I mean,
except
I don't know.
Wait a minute, one thing. There's a canine coronavirus problem that's erupted in later in the week. We've seen some research done that there's a type of coronavirus that usually infects dogs, and it now is present in a group of children who are patients that, this is over in Malaysia, hospitalized for pneumonia. And they've now seen that when examining the virus, that is pretty similar to what we've found in the COVID-19. So that's pretty unsettling, don't you think? I mean, get right down to it.
Yeah, I guess, I don't know, just going back to the vaccine conversation for a second, I'm really over it. Like, if people want to get the vaccine, it's available, that's great.
It's everywhere.
Get the vaccine.
Right.
No. If people don't want to get the vaccine, that's great. That shouldn't bother people who are vaccinated because they're now protected. So live and let live, personal freedoms, let people decide what the heck they want to do, and let's move on. I don't know. I think there's just, again, everything becomes so one-sided. Either you're an anti-vaxxer, or you're, pro-vaccine and going out there and asking everybody if they have shots in their arm. I mean, I just, it's your medical stuff. Deal with it, I don't know.
It's stupid that it's political. It's health. It blows my mind.
It's because of groups on both sides. Let's talk about this with regard to the, Israeli conflict. And the squad on one side and the Maryland Greens on the other side of the world. I'll talk about that in a second. Here on the Talk Radio Review, it's 16 past the hour. Calotren, Calotren.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be.
There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we've got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majoring in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others, you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, here we are at 18 after on the DJV overview. The hot hits. Talk radio is perceived by Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. We'll get to the trending things in a few moments here. I'm Doug Steffen. So the situation that has, we're all politically motivated, it would seem, although I don't know that I am. I don't like any of them. But number two, the Israeli-Palestinian conflict sees the usual political sides being taken, with the squad now saying don't sell any arms. But then there are those who are, I don't know, if are there any Republicans who say don't sell arms to Israel? Or is it all the Democrats?
I haven't heard one, but I have heard a couple. I've heard Democrats, very high, powerful ones, say that the squad is crazy. Steny Hoyer is one who came out and broke
crazy
with the Democrat Party and said, this is not what we stand for. We stand with Israel. And talked about Hamas being a terror organization. I mean, what other conversations do we have about supporting terrorist
operations? You know what it does? It just underscores the naivete of these people who are in the squad. And that's all that, I mean, do they represent a certain amount of a thought pattern in America? Yeah, I guess they do. And should they be quiet? No, they should be heard. But they should be heard, as are others around the country being heard, for some of the ludicrous comments. Some of the people that have leadership positions have intelligent comments about stuff, and some of them don't. And I think more and more you see the split between reality, at least what I guess is reality, and what some of these people who are in the groups like the squad have come up with. It's foreign to me. Now, maybe I don't understand because I don't live in their neighborhoods, but I just, it's...
But
I don't know if annoying.
I want to follow the money, because this is a result. This way of thinking is a result of an influence campaign that's happening on social media.
That's
and
what
I
it's all about.
Behind it.
21 after the hour here on the DJV overview of News Talk Radio this week.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's like I blinked, and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now, my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit usps.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 after the hour now. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, and the trending items this week. Some of them are bumping into the story list that we have from Talkers Magazine. Some of them are just kind of there. This is our own read, Jay, on the top 10, because Morgan Wallen has become sort of the poster child for negativity with some. Do you think that's an accurate statement?
Yeah, he had a string of getting into some trouble. He was acting a fool, drunk and belligerent outside of a Nashville bar. Then he was kicked off of his musician gig from SNL. He was going to be one of the featured musicians. He ended up being able to perform, but he was out partying during COVID restrictions. And it wasn't that he was in trouble for what he was doing specifically, but it was that he broke SNL protocol and safety regulations, so they had to disinvite him during that time. And then he had the racial slur controversy, which was the latest, which kind of had him disappearing from things so that he could, quote unquote, work on himself. That was the statement he released at the time. Well, he was out in Nashville this week performing at Kid Rock's bar, and I mean the crowd went nuts. He was one of the top selling artists when all of this happened, and his continued to skyrocket.
Do some people interpret that as the folks who go watch him don't have a problem using the N-word? Is that's how some people would interpret that, right? Whether it's right or wrong.
Some people just like his music, probably, and you know.
I don't know. I'm a country fan. I admit I'm not much of a Morgan Wallen fan. I saw him, he opened for Luke Bryan, I think, and that was kind of the extent of him with me. But I, you know, when people hear music they like and maybe they don't know the whole story, maybe these are people who are not, you know, sitting on social media looking at what was trending. Who knows?
All right. Another item here, speaking of things that are popular in the top 10 television list, season after season, is Law & Order SVU. Been on, I think, 21, 22 seasons. Mariska Hargitay and Chris Maloney. She's on the record this week as talking about a youngster who used some knowledge. Did this youngster watch SVU? Where did this come from?
Yeah, this all started, in case you missed it, there's an 11-year-old who evaded her own abduction. So a guy tried to kidnap her, and she used her know-how from Law & Order to not only get away from the abductor, but to help authorities track him down later. She was playing with some slime, and she smeared it all over him. And
really?
So when authorities, and she had seen this guy before, and he had approached her asking her some questions, and she told her school, she told the principal, she was very aware, 11-year-old, very aware of this guy. So when he then tried to actually kidnap her, he passed by her in the car, came back around, went to get out of it. And I mean, there's a video where you can see her immediately start running. He grabs her, she fights him off, and then she runs away.
Good for her.
And Mariska Hargitay is, you know, giving her praise. She's relieved that
and grateful that this young lady is okay, and she calls
her
strong and brave.
Is that the video?
Yeah, she was waiting for the bus. And her mom always walked. So the bus stop was actually moved halfway through the school year because of the bus driver shortage. And her mom always walks her to the bus stop. But on this day, the baby had a dirty diaper. And the mom was like, okay, you know what? You go ahead and start walking because they were already running late. And she's like, I'm going to change the diaper real quick and then I'll be there. And just as she was finishing changing the baby's diaper, the 11-year-old comes busting through the door telling her the story that she had almost been kidnapped. And the video was captured from a neighbor.
Can you imagine, like, the guilt that the mom must have that she, you know, made the decision to change the diaper and she almost lost her child because of it? Like, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's horrible. Well, it's one of those really strange things. All right, comments are certainly encouraged. Help yourself with our social media being available at DJV Show, if you will. Facebook.com/DJV Show. Always have comments from folks, and I think people enjoy reading what other people that are listening to the program have to say, so you can check it all out. Twitter and Instagram, at DJV Show. And right now, it's at 28 past the hour on our review of what's going on in News Talk Radio for this week. Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the Internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com, all the cars, one search.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Since 1890, Stifel has established itself as one of the nation's leading wealth management and investment banking firms by understanding clients' hopes and dreams, focusing on building and preserving wealth. Simply put, when you achieve your goals, we achieve ours. I'm proud to be a part of Stifel as a financial advisor. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments. Call today for quality time well spent. 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Reading Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Reading Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
It was on the market, and she's like, oh, you got to look at this house. You got to look at this house. It'd be so great. You'd be on the same street, yada, yada. And I looked at it, and it was three bedrooms, two bathrooms, and very old school on the inside, very 1970s. Mm-hmm. Like, you'd have to put a lot of work in. It did have a pool in the backyard and solar. They listed it for $799. They got 35 offers. Do you know how much it sold for?
$1 million.
$980,000.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's what's happening. And so if you look around at home values around the country, they've risen at least 12 to 14% in the last year. That's great if you're an owner and you're selling. Pretty frustrating for people who are buying. And the only saving grace there is it doesn't cost you anything to borrow the money. Yeah, the interest rate's below 2%. So,
but
you know,
the problem, though, is, like, I have a friend who wants to sell her house and but, like, where does she go? That's what she said. She's like, well, the problem is, where would we go? We want to stay in the same area.
Yep.
But then if we sell and we make a profit on our house, then we're still going to be paying somebody else
more,
way over asking.
Yep.
Yeah, it's crazy.
The home supply is at the lowest level. That is the available inventory around the country this 57 years. In Framingham, where we had huge growth after World War II, it's the lowest available in terms of numbers, sheer numbers, that it has been since World War II, since I was a kid. in the early 50s. It's just, I remember my father bought the house that we lived in when I was a baby. I didn't remember it when I was a baby. I remember talking about it, you know, when I was old enough to know what was going on. He paid $22,000 for the house and got a 4% mortgage from the GI Bill. And when we sold it after he died, it was on the market for $640. And I think that was pretty close to what we got in. So, you know, you look at stuff and you just think.
It's expensive to build, too, right now. And the price
of
lumber
is God, yes. Go to Home Depot or go to the lumber yard and see what they're getting for a 2x4. Woof. I'm glad I have a farm and I've got a sawmill. I can make my own. Not too many people are in that position, however. Okay. So let's talk about, we've got the COVID thing, and I said we put it on the back burner, and most of you, I think, listening to the program, and most, I know the ladies participating with me, feel the same way. But I have to bring Governor Newsom, who is the world's biggest nudnik, as far as I'm concerned. There are people knocking on doors, Jennifer, to find out whether you've had a shot or not. Is that real?
Yeah. Yes, it's real. Vaccine knockers.
Vaccine knockers
are coming door to door, and they're asking if people are vaccinated or not. If they are, they go on their way. If they don't, then they stop and try to convince you to get the vaccine. And again, this is part of, like, let people decide what's right for them. You know, if you want to get it, great. If you don't, great. You don't need someone coming to your door going, did you get it? Did you not get it? It just, it feels so wrong.
Yeah.
It feels
very un-American.
Yeah,
frankly,
and it's not free. They're spending $10 million of taxpayer money to lead this effort to try to get people to go door to door. So,
all right. So I promised that we weren't going to spend time on COVID, but I think something that's beside that kind of stuff that begs, screams for commentary and investigation. Although I don't think it needs an investigation because I'm convinced that the Wuhan laboratory deliberately, on orders of the Chinese Communist government, let that stuff leak. Not necessarily, well, it leaked out in China, it leaked out in northern Italy, and who knows what it did in Iran, because that was the ultimate destination for the first batch that was going to be distributed. And, you know, the Iranians won't tell you any more than the Chinese will about how many people have died from it. But the fact that we now are looking into it, I don't think it's strong enough. I know there are a lot of Republicans who are saying, and Democrats too, here, we've got to look into this, but I don't feel like it's strong enough. Like, let's go get these guys. Do you feel that way? I mean, what, diplomacy aside, well, it's so obvious what happened in that Wuhan laboratory.
Well, but I think the question then is, what do you do? Like, what do you do about it?
It was economic sanctions on China.
We already
and
have sanctions on China.
Your business.
Right, but we already have that. And look what we've talked about in the tech report. We're now paying 30% over market for TVs. We can't
well, that's
get any,
our
any
fault
vehicles.
Because we
but it
went
needs
to
be a world. It needs to be a world effort. And
I
learned
agree,
some
Jennifer.
Stuff. And I think I mentioned this to you guys, and I had almost forgotten. I talked to a reporter who's been working on the story about the virus and the lab. And Fauci has said that there's no evidence that there was gain. In fact, he lied in this committee about gain of function research that was being funded by the National Institute of Health, which he runs. Now, there's plenty of documentation. And so I don't know why Fauci can get away with lying about it, because there's plenty of documentation. We've talked about it here of the Obama administration telling him not to do this kind of research, because basically you're making bioweapons, right? You're making biological weapons.
And look at what's happened.
And Fauci, instead of using government money after Obama told him not to do it because it was too dangerous, he got private money to go in and continue his research. There's 12 other sites in the country, in our country, that do this kind of research on stuff. And so Fauci has been lying about it. Well, the information has come out, and 35 Republican members of Congress wrote a letter to the administration saying, guys, here's the evidence that shows that this came from the Wuhan lab, and they're putting the pressure on the White House now. And I think for what Victoria said is true. The White House probably just doesn't know what to do with this information. In fact, it made it all the way to the White House press briefing this week, saying, asking Jen Psaki about whether or not the White House was going to respond to all of these reports now indicating that the virus did indeed come from the Wuhan lab. What I have heard
what
and what
her
I
response?
Hear, she just kind of wiggled away on it. You know, she
did not, she gave a non-answer, essentially.
But
I think the pressure is going to keep mounting, and I think it's going to mount in a bipartisan way. I don't think it's just a Republican thing at this point. So I think they're going to have to figure something out. But I have learned a couple of things from people who are reporting on this, that Fauci is not very well liked in any circle. Democrats and Republicans alike have had issues with him, but he has a lot of people around him who are bolstering him and giving him power, and there are a lot of people who are kind of afraid, almost like he's, I don't want to use the word mob boss, but he almost has that kind of feeling within Washington, D.C., and the swamp. And so there is kind of similar to what Andrew Cuomo is going through in New York, and I guess we'll see if this reporting is right. Again, this is brand new stuff that will probably be coming out soon.
Yeah, needs to be chewed on. All right. So
That he's got harassment stuff, and they're going to try to take him out of power.
Oh, I didn't hear
because
that.
That's what I was trying to get at. Because of harassment charges.
Is that why you said both, Cuomo?
Just like Cuomo, they're going to try to take him out of
sexual
power.
Sexual harassment stuff on Fauci?
Sexual harassment and also harassment in the workplace. Like, he's hard to work for, both of those things. So
I believe the hard to work for stuff, but really?
I know, that's what I said too.
Harassment stuff?
At 80 years
old? I asked these same questions. The reporter I talked to said yes, and that there's more evidence
coming. Can I ask
who
this reporter works for?
I can't say right now because I got this information off the record. But
oh, this wasn't someone who was on your radio show.
This was someone on you. Well, yeah. this was not said publicly, though. This is all behind the scenes stuff. So okay. Off the record stuff. So no, I'm not going to identify.
Oh, come on. That would be. Yeah.
We'll know if it hits the headlines, whether or not, you know, we'll see.
Okay. Number three is the January 6th commission. The debate about that. I see the House has approved a $2 billion spending bill to boost security after the insurrection. The vote is interesting, 213 to 212. All the Republicans and three Democrats voted against the measure. How do the Republicans keep getting in the way of this, and why? What's in it for them?
The narrative, though, is to support Trump, and that it's not, it wasn't an insurrection. So if you say yes, we need more security, then you're admitting that yes, there was a threat.
But guess who took down the security bill? The squad is the one who actually took down the security bill. They voted this week for $1.9 million to go into additional security at the Capitol, and the squad was the ones that were trying to not, because they're in a quandary. Do we defund the police or do we want more of the police? And so there was a lot of that effort going on that almost sunk the bill that Democrats wanted. But as far as the 1-6 commission goes, there are already 4 investigations underway on the insurrection. And there's hundreds of arrests and all of this stuff. And so everything's already underway. A commission is simply used by Democrats to try to intimidate Republican voters going into the 2022 midterms. It is strictly used for politics. The investigations are already underway. The commission is not necessary.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, the lists, if you will, the charts from talkers for the week of May 17th to the 21st. Story list. Number 10, those UFO sightings. Various branches of the government getting in on that deal. Race relations and the hate crimes legislation. Number 9, immigration reform and the situation that's really bad on the border is 8. The abortion case before the Supreme Court is 7. The economy and the stimulus. Number 6, China and Russia. And 5, Arizona election auditing and the whole business about fixing the voting problems. Number 4, the January 6th commission. Debate on which side, you're on, I guess, depends on your party. Number 2, the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, kind of cooling off a little at the end of the week. And the COVID vaccine hesitancy, are you going to have to wear a mask anymore? Are we through it all, and can we move on? Number 1 this week on the story list, courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine. All right, the government and your taxes coming up in a moment. We'll talk about that. This is the DJV version of the overview. Well, it is our version of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, bolstered by the research done at Talkers Magazine. It's 45 past the hour. Nothing beats the feel of a MyPillow towel when you step out of the shower. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology that makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch without any of that lotiony feel. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself, return them if you're not fully satisfied. Made with cotton grown here in the U.S. and available in a lot of different colors, each towel set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and a 2-pack of washcloths. For a limited time, get the MyPillow 6-piece towel set, usually $109.99 for only $44.98. Use the promo code DJV when you go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special Square. Enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. Let's get at it. MyPillow.com, the towel set for $44.98 now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The people list now, according to Talkers Magazine, these are the most talked about people this week in News Talk Radio. Bad Vlad, Pukin Putin, and his pal from China, number 10, Joe Manchin at 9, Kevin McCarthy, number 8, Bernie Sanders at 7, There's a pair for you. Talk about blowhards, both of them. Oof. Number 6, Karen Fan and Stephen Richer. Mitch McConnell is 5. Lots of blowhards here on the list this week. Trump is 4. Benjamin Netanyahu is 3. More blarney. Fauci is 2. More blarney. And Joe Biden, number 1. I guess it remains to be seen. I thought the most interesting thing with Joe Biden this week was him getting into the new Ford truck. And the CEO of Ford was there, and he told him to step on it, and that's what he did. So maybe that's partially what gets him onto the list this week. The top name on the list is Joe Biden, the people list, courtesy of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, here we are back again. We have time for one more item here from the story list and how it's related. You may have heard this week that your friends at the Treasury Department are going to hire a lot of new agents to get you dirty tax cheats. There's going to be a lot of focus. Apparently, the bill suggests that the number of IRS investigators be doubled. All right, is that it? Because there are a lot of this 22-page report suggesting that there have been a lot of tax gaps created by lax enforcement.
And so how many of you? Yeah, so cryptocurrency.
Well, what's the crypto? How does that play into this? Explain, please.
Because no one pays tax on it. And so there, you don't pay tax on it. And there are people who have been made millionaires many times over.
Tax on gains? Tax on,
tax on gains, yeah. And when you sell it, there's no tax on it because it's not a regulated currency. So they're trying to create a structure for that.
Mm-hmm. Whose fault is that? I mean, what are we making bad guys out
fault.
Of people
it
who
just,
are just doing what the law allows them to do?
But businesses are making money off of it, too, and not paying any tax on it.
So? I say
so. Well, then don't talk. Then don't complain about the deficit. If you don't want people to pay tax,
I am complaining about the deficit because
right. Well, then you can't. You're riding two horses with
one
ass
here. Look at all this week. The report that came out from the a number of sources, including the government and the Farm Bureau, as to where the money went to you and people in your neighborhood on the beach.
Yeah.
Currently, they're starting farms down there. According to where the money went,
Snooky Farm.
Yeah. Right. Perfect. All right, there it is, the overview. Jen, Victoria, Jay, and Doug here at 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Thanks to you, our loyal guests, we're celebrating 28 years at the River. We have something for everyone, so grab your friends and get ready for incredible giveaways, promotions, entertainment, prizes, gaming, food, and fun. Plus, the opening of our new restaurant, Seasons. And don't miss your opportunity to win a patio boat. It's our birthday all month long, so let's keep the party going. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino for our 28-year anniversary celebration. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Join us for Turtle Bay's Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, running Tuesday to Sunday at 11 a.m. and noon. This fun-filled educational wildlife show gives you a special look at Turtle Bay's most beloved animals, including Spike the Porcupine, Cricket the Barn Owl, and more. The Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show is presented by Hempstead's Moving and Storage. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here we are at 53 after the hour. Time for us to review the top five items from the world of technology. We have a tight schedule here, Victoria. So we get at it. Victoria Keeling goes through this. I'm Doug Steffen at number five. It's an announcement from Google.
Yeah, this is either good news or bad news if you are someone who likes to troll WebMD looking for problems that you may have and diagnoses, because we all know people
hobby.
Who are
What's
like
your
that.
Hobby? I troll.
Yeah, we all know people who are like that. You know, they don't feel well, they go to WebMD and they diagnose themselves with some very rare disease that doctors just wish people would stop going to WebMD. Well, Google has a brand new tool that will be launching soon, and this is going to diagnose skin conditions. It's a web tool that they've developed with Stanford University's research team, and so it's 97% accurate when you essentially you take photos of whatever the skin issue is, whether it's, you know, a mole that you think doesn't look right or a rash, or this also does hair and nail conditions too, and then it runs through the database and the algorithm, and it has 65,000 clinical images already in the database, and then it will suggest possible conditions. So this is, I can just picture people getting so preoccupied that they're just taking their phone and taking pictures of their entire body and just having it run through this tool. So it's going to probably be very, very popular when it
All
launches.
Right. Number four, speaking of something that's popular, it's HBO Max time.
Yep, HBO Max is going to launch a cheaper version of HBO Max. It'll be the ad-supported tier, which basically, I love when they say ad-supported. It means you got to sit through some, you have to sit through some commercials. So it's going to be $9.99 a month. It's cheaper than the $14.99 a month, which is ad-free. You get everything that Warner Media has, except you will not get the Warner Brothers movies that premiere the same date on HBO Max as they do in theaters. If you have this lower price tier, you will not be able to access those movies. You'll either have to wait longer or go to the theater. So, and if you still don't want to pay for anything, Warner Media is also planning on taking some of their popular shows from HBO Max and putting them on their other regular cable networks like TNT and TBS. Like I said during the week on the DJV show, I would suspect that Mare of Easttown will land somewhere on TNT maybe later this summer.
Mm-hmm. All right, number three is Zoom. So I want to say Zoom time.
All right.
Yeah,
so
here's some good news. We don't normally think of good things when we think of Zoom, right? We think of long meetings that we don't want to be on. It's owned, you know, operated. The data server is operated by a Chinese company. But there is some new research that shows that talking on video conference services like Zoom or FaceTime during the coronavirus lockdown has helped older people stave off the effects of dementia. So this new study has proven essentially that regular communication and having to use technology has really helped the long-term memory of elderly people versus elderly people who, you know, just traditionally see people face-to-face. They showed much more cognitive decline than those who, you know, basically forced themselves to learn some of the technology, which is great.
All right, number two.
This is a story that is not good news for anybody, right?
No.
So we've been hearing a whole lot.
Except the Chinese. It's good for the Chinese.
Yeah. So we've been hearing a whole lot about the chip shortage. And right now, the number one product that is seeing the fastest spike in price are big screen TVs. So the larger the TV, the more expensive it's going to be. Right now, large TV model prices are up 30% compared to last summer. Remember last summer, everybody decided, well, let's go out and get a bigger screen TV because we can't go to movie theaters and everyone's stuck at home. Well, if you're trying to do that this summer, you're going to pay at least 30% more. It's better to wait until Black Friday sales come around. This chipset shortage, say that fast, is probably still going to last another year because they are so backed up. And when we had this trade war with China, Chinese companies like Huawei and ZTE, what they did was essentially blocked access to those chips, the advanced chips especially, which we need for automobiles and computers. So they blocked everyone outside of China from gaining access to them. They also stockpiled their own shortage. So here we are. This is now the next thing. We already know laptops are more expensive. iPads and tablets are going to follow suit after the TV increase, I think.
All right. Number one. This week in the top five department.
This still needs approval, but this was a very big story this week. AT&T and Discovery Networks are in talks to essentially merge Warner Media, which is HBO Max, with Discovery, which has all the channels that everybody knows and loves. So this could end up being a massive one-stop shopping of a streamer. Essentially, the deal, the purpose of the deal is they really want to go up against Disney Plus, and Netflix.
Uh-huh. All right, there it is, the story of the top five items. No crypto in there. It's interesting. Okay, thanks, Victoria. 59.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Green Box Capital, an alternative lender, is here to help small to medium-sized businesses with the funding needed to build back during these challenging times. And for a limited time, is offering 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio to fill out a short form and connect with a real advisor who will work with you to create the best funding solution. Mention the code RADIO to redeem your special offer. With funding as low as $3,000, up to $500,000 in all industries across the U.S., Puerto Rico, and Canada, Greenbox Capital can help with your financial needs today. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio. Again, that's greenboxcapital.com/radio. Get the business funding you need while saving 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio. Greenbox Capital. Fast funding.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour. TownHall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Average U.S. price of regular grade gas jumping 8 cents over the past 2 weeks, $3.10 a gallon.
Industry analyst Toby Lundberg of the Lundberg Survey says that the increase is attributed to supply disruption from the 10-day shutdown of the Colonial Pipeline following a cyber attack and a rise in prices for corn, a key ingredient in corn-based ethanol that must be blended by refiners into gasoline. The price at the pump is $1.05 higher than it was a year ago.
And Ken Warman reports the highest average price in the nation right now, according to Lundberg, $4.23 a gallon in the San Francisco Bay Area, lowest in Houston, Texas, at $2.53 a gallon. Anna has weakened into a post-tropical cyclone as it moves away from the Bermuda area after bringing rain and wind to the island in the Atlantic Ocean. Forecasters say Anna was located about 680 miles northeast of Bermuda late Sunday. Maximum sustained winds of 40 miles an hour. Overseas, tragedy strikes a cross-country race in China.
Almost two dozen people running a mountain marathon cross-country race have died in northwestern China after hail, freezing rain, and gale winds hit the high-altitude track. Early Sunday, rescuers found 21 dead, including the last of the five missing, following an all-night search that involved more than 700 personnel.
Patrick Foss reporting. Japan mobilized military doctors and nurses to give shots to elderly people in Tokyo and Osaka as the government desperately tries to accelerate its vaccination rollout and curb coronavirus infections just 2 months before the Olympics. Prime Minister Suga Yoshihide determined to hold the Olympics and has made an ambitious pledge to finish vaccinating elderly people by the end of July. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
British health officials have expressed optimism the coronavirus restrictions remaining in England can be lifted in June.
Jenny Harris, chief executive of the UK Health Security Agency, says officials in England are on track to proceed with the final stage of unlocking the country from 21st of June if the public remains cautious. Health Secretary Matt Hancock also says he's increasingly confident the country can follow its unlocking plans. A study by Public Health England found that the Pfizer vaccine is 88% effective against the variant after two doses. The AstraZeneca jab is 60% effective after both doses. Zaria Shakili, London.
Air India says personal data of an unspecified number of travelers has been compromised after a company that serves India's national carrier was hacked. Air India says the hackers were able to access 10 years worth of data. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A leading lawmaker says no to the vaccine.
Kentucky GOP Senator Rand Paul says he won't be getting the vaccine, but he might change his mind if people who previously contracted the disease are getting reinfected at a greater rate than those who are vaccinated. Health officials urging vaccinations as a longer-term solution, but Paul says he doesn't want Uncle Sam ordering him around. Paul announcing in March of last year that he had tested positive. Jason Walker reporting.
Federal health officials' new, more relaxed recommendations on masks have all but eclipsed another major change in guidance from the government. Fully vaccinated Americans can largely skip getting tested for the coronavirus. The CDC last week said most people who've received the full course of shots and have no symptoms don't need to be screened for the virus, even if exposed to someone infected. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. It's growing time for the trees of heavenly light. They are also known as Chinese locust trees, trees of heaven, China sumac. They are native to China but are found in many places in Shasta County, especially the areas of the 1849 gold rush where the Chinese lived and mined. Archaeologists believe seeds of the trees were innocently brought here by the Chinese miners in their hats and mats. Once they got hold, they multiplied and multiplied. They have a good root system. It's hard to stop because it sends out runners in every direction. The young shoots look like giant asparagus, but quickly put out leaves. The young trees have an odor that many find offensive. These trees can be found by the thousands in the town of Shasta throughout the gold mining districts and in many places where you wouldn't expect them. This moment in history was brought to you by KCNR and Shasta County historian Dottie Smith. For more stories like this or exciting books by Dottie, find Dottie Smith on Amazon Books or go to the Shasta County Historical Society.
The Hermit's Cave. First, though, we resume a show with the distinction of being the only time this long-running comedy series would air from outside of the United States. Joining stars Jim and Marion Jordan north of the border, announcer Harlow Wilcox, with Bea Benaderet as Millicent Carstairs and Gail Gordon as Mayor LaTrivia. This is from October 30th, 1945.
Let me see. A little more on the left shoulder. That's it. Hey, Molly, how's it look now? How are the ears? Too far forward?
I can't tell, dearie. Why don't you stick them on with a hairpin till you step back and see how they look, huh?
Hey, that ain't a bad idea. I think I'll...
No, no, McGee, let me do it.
Huh?
I've wanted to pin your ears back for a long time. Here's a couple of bobby pins.
Interruptions. Our doorbell gets more fingers pointed at it than the tray of French pastry. You get it, Molly? I says, our doorbell gets...
Ain't funny, McGee.
Okay, come in anyway.
Mr. McGee?
Yes?
We're taking a poll. Do you mind?
Not at all, sis. Glad to help you.
Thank you. Good day.
Now, wait a minute, miss. What poll is this?
The one that holds your clothesline up. We just moved in next door.
The nerve of some people, those new neighbors.
No, I can't be bothered with them now, baby. Time's getting short on the sculpture contest. I gotta get busy. How am I getting them out? Is that smile right?
No, I don't think so, dearie.
No?
Looks like you just come from the dentist with lips full of Novocaine.
Well, there's no use guessing on this thing. Might as well do it right. Take this tape measure.
And?
I'll smile real big. You know, the old personality stuff. The happy old Donna Meach, you know, corner to corner. Then you measure. Okay, go.
Hold it.
Huh?
There, I got it.
What's it measure?
29 inches.
Ooh. Wow. I'm happier than I thought I was.
Ah, dear, I was using the wrong end of the tape.
Oh, shucks, now we got to do the whole thing all...
Hello, Molly. Hello, pal. What's all the putty for? Tightening up the windows for winter?
That's Clay, Mr. Wilcox. Himself here is entering a bit of sculpture in the Wistful Vista Art Competition.
Sit down and be quiet, lad. I must work fast. Don't want to lose the North Light, you know.
Hey, does he do all this with his bare hands, Molly?
He does indeed, Mr. Wilcox.
If you'll observe carefully, my boy, you will notice that I can achieve with my thumb an effect which could never be duplicated by mechanical means.
What's that, dearie?
A thumbprint.
Please. Please, don't talk like that.
Oh,
don't talk like what, Mr. Wilcox?
Like mentioning thumbprints.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't.
You know how I feel about thumbprints and fingerprints, especially on furniture and woodwork. They're so unnecessary with Johnson's wax so available. Oh, say, by the way, I'm going to Canada tomorrow for a few days.
Oh, business trip, Waxy? I'll give you a note to an old friend of mine, Hiram Walker. Old friend of mine up there. Known him for years. He raises birds.
What kind of birds?
Swallows.
Well, I'm going to visit the Johnson Wax Plant in Brantford, Ontario. You see, my cousin, Big Sedgwick Wilcox, is helping with Canada's ninth victory loan.
Hey, I got a great slogan for them, Junior. Sign your name to victory.
That's the slogan they're using.
Oh, they can't do this to me. I just thought that up. They hopping... Oh, tell them to go ahead and use it. It's okay with me.
Ah, you're sweet, McGee. That's a good slogan, too, Mr. Wilcox.
Yes, indeed it is. It means that when you buy a bond, you help guarantee a sound and lasting peace. You're making a promise to help pay the costs of bringing the fighting forces home, rehabilitating and maintaining the wounded, provide essential aid to liberated countries, and build a personal stake at home. You know, one of the greatest expenses of a war is the peace that follows. You've got to get your country off its planes and ships and tanks and jeeps and put it on its feet again. And besides
hey,
that...
Hey, please, one side. Please, Mac. You're in my light, and I got to hurry with this sculpture.
Oh, I'm sorry, pal, and I wish you a lot of luck with your new career.
Thank you.
Oh, say, if it interests you, my nephew, Big Phelan Wilcox, works in clay.
Is that so?
Yeah.
He made $100,000 last year.
Heavenly days, $100,000.
I told you there was dough in this stuff, Molly. What does your cousin make out of clay, Junior? Statues, busts, fountains, or what?
Bricks. Oh. Well, so long now.
That boy. Oh, well, must have it here.
McGee, what on earth are you doing now?
Huh?
What's that big round gob of clay on top of the head?
Oh, I had some clay left over, so I thought I'd put a hat on it. The easiest hat to sculpt is a derby. Kind of carries out the thought of the common man, too.
Very realistic, I'm sure. Maybe not.
Ah, dad rat, the dad ratted luck. Everybody crashing in here when I only got an hour to work.
Come in.
This is a fine state of how do you do.
How do you do?
How do you do? Mrs. Carstairs, do come in, Mrs. Carstairs.
Thank you.
Good day, Mrs. Carstairs. I trust you will forgive me, ladies, if I proceed with my work. One must create when one is in a creative mood, you know.
Oh, of course, Mr. McGee. But who is that you're boxing with?
He isn't. He isn't boxing, Mrs. Carstairs. He's sculpturing a bust of himself.
Oh, so sorry. I'm a little nearsighted, you know. Interesting piece of work, Mr. McGee.
Thank you, my dear. Won't you sit down and watch me work?
Thank you, no. I'm on my way to take my music lesson.
Oh, is that your bagpipe you have with you, Mrs. Carstairs? Won't you play something for us?
Sure, Carsty, play something. There's nothing like music to inspire us artists to finer efforts. Come on, kid. Pump up the old hot water bottle and squirt us out a little Highland Boogie.
Oh, no, I really... Well, if you insist, you do insist, don't you?
Oh, yes, we do indeed, Mrs. Carstairs. What are you going to play?
With a bagpipe, Mrs. McGee, one does not plan to play anything. One takes what comes out.
Kind of a musical punch board, eh?
However, I shall endeavor to render a little song composed by my husband entitled, "The Drummer Can Always Beat It, But the Piper's Left Holding the Bag." Well, are we ready?
Go ahead, Mrs. Carstairs.
I'm all ears.
Quite.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
That was the shortest bagpipe number I ever heard by a player in the longest kilt I ever saw. Are you Scotch, Carsty?
Half Scotch.
What's the other half, Mrs. Carstairs?
Soda, to be amusing. Canadian, to be truthful. Good day.
Good day, Mrs. Carstairs.
Must be quite an inspiration to you, dearie. You were really working like mad while she was playing.
Yeah, but she threw me all off. I found myself making this derby hat into a tam-o-shanter. It's almost finished. Aha! There. It's done.
Well, all I can say, dearie, is that is a piece of sculpture.
Yep.
And I'm so worn out from watching you slap it around, I'm going upstairs and lie down a while.
Okay, Mommy. Ah, there goes a good kid. Does she try to discourage me when I take up a new career? No, sir. Does she threaten to get a new hubby when hubby gets a new hobby? No, sir. Is she the kind... Come in.
Oh. Hi, mister.
Oh. Yeah. Hello there, Jeannie. Now, look, I haven't got time today.
Oh, boy. My pies, huh? Gee, that's a big one, mister. Can I play too? Can I, mister? Can I please?
This, my dear child, is not a mud pie. This is a prize-winning sculpture entitled, How'd You Like to Pick Up a Fast Dollar, Sis?
Gee, that's a good name for it, mister.
No. Look, the art contest closes in half an hour. You deliver this to the judges, and I'll pay you a buck.
How much you win if you get first prize, mister?
$100.
Hmm. 1%, yep. Huh? You realize, mister, in a court of equity, the party of the first part having contracted to deliver as per agreement certain stipulated charges...
Okay. $2.
It's What's the deal?
Yeah. Now get going, sis. I gotta get this entered before the contest closes, and if
I... what do I cover it with, mister?
Cover it? Oh, let's see. Well, let's see. Where's there some wrapping paper? Oh, I know. There's some right here in the hall closet.
No, mister. No, no, please. Don't...
from the art exhibit yet, McGee?
No, but I ought to hear from him any minute now that I got first prize.
Or at least an honorable mention.
Honorable mention, my clavicle. I take first prize or I take nothing. My gosh, if you'd have seen some of the sculpts they got down there. Why, they got one sculpt down there of a guy with wings going out of his heels.
That's Mercury, dearie.
Well, I'll bet he dropped 10 degrees when my sculpt came in. The minute the judges see my self-portrait of a common... man, that must be my prize money being delivered right now. Come in, come in, come in.
Oh, my goodness. Hello, Mr. Mayor.
Oh, hi, Ella Trivia.
Good day, Molly. Hello, McGee. What's this I hear about you entering a sculpture competition?
Oh, he hasn't eat, Your Honor. He's got a 50-50 chance of winning first prize, too. They either say no or they say yes.
Well, I do hope you win, McGee. Then perhaps you would make a small donation to a new civic project of mine.
What project is that, Mr. Mayor?
We're considering building a bridle path through the outskirts of town. There's been considerable...
A bridle path? What do they need a path for? Every bride I ever knew of took a cab from the church right to the airport or the railroad station or...
I was speaking of a bridal path for equestrians, McGee.
Equestrians or Episcopalians, the principle is the same, Mr. Mayor. No bride wants to walk around the outskirts of town after...
I didn't say anything about a bride walking. I merely
said... Now, just a darn minute, Latrivia. I realize you're a politician and you got to get votes. But by George, if you're going to build special paths for newlyweds and let us old married couples tramp along the hard pavements...
Newlyweds have nothing to do with it, I tell you. But when citizens who keep horses come to me...
Don't change the subject, Mr. Mayor.
I was not changing the subject. I was trying to tell you that a bridal path for horseback riders...
And how many people get married on horseback? Answer me that. Maybe somebody trying to get their picture in the paper.
But that hardly justifies the expense of building a special path for them.
Nobody intends to build a special path for newly horses. I mean, horseback riders. Look, did you ever own a horse, McGee?
Had me a little Shetland pony when I was a kid, did you? Her name was Faber. Used to get up early every morning and curry Faber so my father would...
Where did you ride this pony?
What'd you say, Mr. Mayor?
I said, where did he ride his pony?
He rode it where everybody rides a pony, halfway between his neck and his tail.
That isn't what I... If you had a... Listen, suppose this pony was in the city.
Yes?
Wouldn't you like to have a special road where it was safe to ride out of the traffic?
Why, certainly. But what that got to do with getting married?
It has nothing to do with getting married. You started this marriage business, not I.
We did not start it. People have been getting married for 1,000 years.
And they don't have to have a special path to walk home on after they do it, too, either. And I think that any...
Will you listen to me? I merely stated that this city was building a bridle horse. A path for you to that. I mean, when a man wants to take a bride, a horseback... McGee...
Yeah?
May I say just 2 words?
Why, certainly, Mr. Mayor.
Good day!
You know, Molly, I sometimes think he deliberately gets me into those arguments.
Just the same, McGee, building a special path for brides was kind of a sweet thought. Very romantic. With rose bushes along the sides, a bridal path might be a very lovely thing.
Yeah. First thing you know, people start using it for horseback riding. It ain't practical. But Latrivia's kind of a dreamer, I guess. Hot dog, there's my $100. Come in.
Hi, Miss McGee.
Hi, sis.
Hello, little girl.
Well, did you bring it, sis? Did you bring my prize money? Where is it, sis? Where is it? Hurry up.
Relax, McGee. Maybe you didn't win first prize. Let's face it.
Of course I won. That was the finest piece of sculpture I ever did. It had to be. It was the only one I ever did. Come on, sis. Come on. Didn't they give you an envelope for me?
Sure they did, I bet you. Here it is, mister.
Thanks, sis. And here's your $2. Open the envelope, Molly. See if they sent cash or a check.
You've got the most sublime self-confidence, McGee. Well, heavenly days, a check for $100.
Well, Nat.
And a little note.
Huh?
Dear Mr. McGee, congratulations.
Well, I had to say that.
Enclosed fine check for $100 for your winning entry.
Yeah, I betcha.
Torso of a goat.
Yeah. Well, that's what did I tell you? When you got a talent like mine, you can't... For what? Torso of a goat!
Oh.
What are you snickering at, sis? Just because them judges don't know a portrait of a common man from the torso of a goat?
Well, it was kind of hard to tell by the time I got here, mister.
Huh?
Boy, was it ever a mess.
What you mean?
I fell down with it twice.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are here in Toronto tonight in the interest of Canada's 9th Victory Loan. The objectives of this loan are the objectives of all of us on both sides of the border.
Buying victory bonds means that you sign your name to victory, that you subscribe not only your money for the return and rehabilitation of our fighting men, but that you subscribe to the principles for which they fought, the right of living in peace with a future security for yourselves and your families.
So invest in victory bonds today to the very limit of your ability.
Peace with security is expensive, but it's the biggest bargain ever offered.
Good night.
Good night, all.
This is Harlow Wilcox speaking for the makers of Johnson's Wax products for home and industry, inviting you all to be with us again next Tuesday night. Good night. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
From October 30th, 1945, with Jim Jordan as Fibber and his wife Marion Jordan as both Molly and the voice of that little girl, Teenie. And that indeed was the only time in the more than two-decade run of that series that it was broadcast from outside of the United States. I'm Greg Bell, and up next on Win Radio Was, we shift the mood quite a bit. Quite frankly, we shift it about as much as possible, because we travel from the wacky fun of Wistful Vista to a terrifying ghost story emanating from the Hermit's Cave. It begins right after this.
Hi, I'm Carl Amari. For nearly 40 years, I've been licensing the rights to classic radio shows, including The Shadow, Jack Benny, Gunsmoke, Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Abbott and Costello, and many more. Today, I have over 100,000 classic radio shows, and because I work with the owners and estates, I'm provided the master recordings, which are superior sound quality. Each month, I select 10 classic radio shows and send them to Classic Radio Club members along with detailed liner notes about each show. If you'd like to receive 10 amazing-sounding classic radio shows sent to you each month, either on CD or via digital download, visit ClassicRadioClub.com. And now, every Classic Radio Club member will receive an email from me each week with a digital download link to the full 5-hour Hollywood 360 podcast. The links never expire, so you can listen anytime you'd like. Learn more about the Classic Radio Club at ClassicRadioClub.com.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback will make you fall in love with its state-of-the-art safety features, a spacious and comfortable interior, and convenient amenities, all ready for any adventure. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus up to 33 miles per gallon, 8.7 inches of ground clearance, X-mode with hill descent control, and a direct-injected turbocharged Subaru boxer engine will make you love every adventure in your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
Green Box Capital, an alternative lender, is here to help small to medium-sized businesses with the funding needed to build back during these challenging times. And for a limited time, is offering 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio to fill out a short form and connect with a real advisor who will work with you to create the best funding solution. Mention the code RADIO to redeem your special offer. With funding as low as $3,000, up to a $500,000 in all industries across the U.S., Puerto Rico, and Canada, Greenbox Capital can help with your financial needs today. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio. Again, that's greenboxcapital.com/radio. Get the business funding you need while saving 10% off the cost of working capital. Visit greenboxcapital.com/radio. Greenbox Capital, fast funding for small businesses.
So, how can I promote my new curbside pickup service?
It's possible with Staples Connect.
I need custom floor decals that'll get noticed, not just walked on.
Also possible, Staples Connect can help your business grow with custom printed sales and marketing materials. And now get 15% off signs, posters, and decals when you spend $75 or more. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 529. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, and now a ghost story from the Hermit's Cave, known as It Happened on Sunday. This episode originally aired in the early 1940s.
The Mummers in the Little Theater of the Air. Now, it's time for the Hermit.
Ghost stories. Weird stories. And murders, too. The Hermit knows of them all. Turn out your lights. Turn them out. Ah. Have you heard the story? It happened on Sunday. Eh? Then listen while the Hermit tells you the story.
Yes?
Your cousin, Viola Strange, is here to see you, Mr. Strange.
Viola, swell. Send her right in.
Yes, Mr. Strange.
That's a coincidence. Just about to call her. Hello, Vi.
Hello,
Dave. Here, take this chair. Most comfortable one in the office. You know, I was just saying to myself, this is a coincidence. I was just going to call you.
Were you?
Yes. Rainey just called me about 20 minutes ago.
He did?
Yeah.
Well, this is more of a coincidence than you thought, because I came up to talk about Ray.
Well, what do you know about that?
I just had to talk with someone. And, of course, Dave, you were the logical person. He's your closest friend. You introduced us a year ago.
Which should give me the right to be best man at your wedding, don't you think?
If there is any wedding.
Hmm?
Oh, Dave, there's something terribly wrong with Raymond these last 3 weeks. He isn't the same person.
Why, haven't I told you before? When he gets one of these painting streaks of his, he isn't like other people. He always goes out to his studio cottage and refuses to see any of his friends.
I know those moods, but this is different.
In what way?
I don't know where to begin to tell you. I've been so upset. It's so baffling. It all started 3 weeks ago. Monday night, Ray and I were having dinner at Meadow Lane Inn. You know that place about 4 miles from his cottage?
Oh, sure.
Well, we'd driven out to the cottage in the afternoon. Ray was going to pick up some canvases he had out there. The housekeeper...
Mrs. Orion, you mean?
Yes. Well, she and her husband hadn't expected Ray to call that day, and there were house cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't go into the living room. I stood in the hallway, and I heard Ray tell Mrs. Orion to burn that big oil painting he made of his wife just a few months before she died.
You heard him tell her to burn it?
Yes. He said it upset him so every time he came out and looked at it. He didn't mention it when we got in the car and drove to the inn. Then, while we were eating, he scarcely spoke to me. So while we were having our coffee, I decided to break the fast. I overheard what you said to your housekeeper while we were at the cottage. I wasn't supposed to, I know.
What are you referring to, Vi?
About burning that lovely painting.
Oh, I see.
You weren't going to do it because of me, because you thought it might annoy me?
No.
Then why destroy it, Ray?
I think it's best. Marion belongs to a dead past.
You can't kill memories.
No, that's true.
Ray, I don't know how to say this exactly, but perhaps you shouldn't marry me in August. Maybe you aren't ready to marry anyone yet. After all, it'll only be 3 years this month. I know how much you mourned, how much you loved her.
Why, let's not talk about it anymore. Our plans are all made. Believe me. me it's best for you to forget all that you heard me say to Mrs. Orion. Please, let's not mention it again.
Naturally, I said nothing more. But from that night, Raymond seemed to change. Evenings when we've gone out, he's silent, almost morose. He doesn't seem to be aware that I'm in his presence. Then, Monday of this week, he called to say he was going out to the cottage. But he didn't say when he would see me again. He didn't invite me to drive out there. It was almost as if he was saying goodbye for good.
That's strange.
You say he just called you?
Yes.
Did he have anything to say about, well, about him and me?
No, he didn't, Vi. But he was very upset. He asked me how busy I was, and then he said, Dave, you've got to come out here no matter how busy you are. I want you to come out and stay the rest of the week.
What can be the matter?
I don't know. Didn't like Ray, I'll admit.
Are you going out?
Tomorrow. Told him I had some work that I couldn't leave until tomorrow afternoon.
Oh.
I'll tell you what. Tomorrow's Friday. You can drive out Saturday afternoon.
Oh, but Dave, if he doesn't want me to be...
Oh, nonsense. You come out. I won't tell him. We'll rig up a surprise party. Whatever's eating him, he'll get it off his chest Friday night. By the time you get there, he'll be straightened around.
I hope so.
Will you come?
Yes, if you think it's all right. I don't have to tell you how much I think of Ray. I'll do anything to help him. And although it would break my heart if he's decided it's best for him not to marry me, I'll respect his wishes.
Forget that, Angle.
He loved Marion very much, didn't he?
None of us saw anything of her or Ray while she lived, but I suppose he did.
You know it. He never left her side. He allowed her to stay in the cottage while he painted. They were inseparable companions for 7 years. You can't forget anything like that in 3. No. Why did I have to meet him? Why did I have to fall in love with him?
Vi, you're creating unnecessary mountains. Now, I don't know what's wrong, but I know it isn't anything to fret about. So stop worrying and come out Saturday afternoon ready to have a good time. You'll see, everything will be straightened out. Well, Mrs. Orion, it's nice to see you again.
I'm glad to see you, Mr. Stringer.
Now, where is this guy who dragged me away from a busy office on Friday afternoon?
He's up in the studio. He said to tell you when you came to come right up there.
Fine. I thought when he called me yesterday that he might be ill.
Oh, no, Mr. Street. It's not any physical illness he's got. It's something mental.
So, just exactly what do you mean?
I can't say any more. I shouldn't have said what I have. But if you're his friend, Mr. Street, you'll urge him to get away from the cottage this weekend.
Well, how...
Now, please don't ask me any questions, Mr. Street. I can't say another thing. And don't mention to him what I have said.
No. No, of course not.
Just remember, Mr. Putnam isn't himself, not at all. And he needs you. He needs your help and friendship.
He has both, Mrs. Orion.
You know how I feel about him. At times, it seems like he's my son. I've taken care of him ever since his parents died, all these years since.
I know how you feel.
And yet, I'm just his housekeeper. I have to remember that. Now, shall I take you up to the studio?
No, thanks. I'll burst in and surprise him. See you later, Mrs. Orion. Believe me, I'm looking forward to one of your good dinners.
Come in.
How are you, Ray?
Hello, Dave. I'm glad you came.
Gosh, I thought from the urgency of your invitation that you wanted me to come out and pose for a painting. I've often wondered why you never saw anything worthwhile in this mug of mine. Yeah, what's wrong, Ray? Just no go?
There's nothing wrong. I invited you down because you haven't visited me for a long time. That's all.
Okay, Ray. Been doing some work?
No.
It's a doggone shame that you came into so much money you don't have to paint for a livelihood. You've done some mighty fine things. Now, listen, you can't walk the floor this way and still insist there's nothing wrong. Why keep it all to yourself? Why not get it off your chest? You invited me down here for a purpose. Look, we've been friends for years. I'm the logical person for you to confide in. Now, come on, stop walking this room like a lion in a cage. Listen to me. Is it Vi? Have you found you don't care for her?
No.
Is it something about your health?
No.
Well, then, it can't be anything very serious.
If you're my friend, don't ask me any more questions.
If you want to know why I invited you down here, it's because I don't want to be alone. I want you here.
Your wish is granted. Now, what do you say we have a stroll around the grounds and then urge Mrs. Orion to serve dinner early, Come, start.
Dave, we can't leave the studio. You've got to eat here with me. We'll sleep here tonight. You see, I've had Mrs. Orion bring two cots in here. You've got to stay right here in this room with me. Now, wait, don't ask me why. Just give in to this whim of mine, or whatever you want to call it.
You have me baffled, I'll admit.
Maybe someday I can explain. If I ever do, then remember this episode is between you and me. Never to be mentioned to anyone else. Now, let's settle down.
O'clock. Guess I'll roll up in my bunk, Ray. You ought to do the same.
Go ahead if you're sleeping.
I am. Wish I could persuade you to have a game of golf with me in the morning.
I will in a few days.
Well, what's wrong with tomorrow?
You heard what I said. I'm not leaving the studio until Sunday morning.
So that's that.
Well, I'll be talking to you in the morning. Seems a doggone shame to sleep on an old cot like this when this house is filled with good beds. You turned out to be a heck of a host. Well, good night.
Good night.
You're listening to The Hermit's Cave. We'll be back with more creepy stuff right after this.
From the far horizons of the unknown come transcribed tales of new dimensions in time and space. These are stories of the future, adventures in which you'll live in a million could-be years on 1,000 maybe worlds.
Hear out-of-this-world episodes from series like X-1, Suspense, and 2000+, in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection of Great Radio Science Fiction. Great Radio Science Fiction is regularly priced at $39.98, but WIN Radio WAS listeners can get it today for only $19.99. That's half price, and get free standard shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code GREAT33.
Countdown for blast off.
Get your copy of Great Radio Science Fiction today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code GREAT33. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Radio's outstanding theater of thrills, Suspense.
Johnny Dollar.
We offer you Escape.
The Jack Benny Program.
The Johnson Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly.
The Phil Harris Alice Faye Show.
Stream the most recent WIN Radio WAS episodes on the new Radio Spirits app for free. Plus, get thousands more of our other radio shows, such as Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Gunsmoke, Our Miss Brooks, The Whistler, and Nero Wolfe, to name just a few. Download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening. You can also bookmark programs and resume play whenever and wherever you'd like. So don't miss a WIN Radio WAS episode ever again. Sign up for a free trial now at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android. Check out the Radio Spirits app today and get free WIN Radio WAS daily streams with no risk or obligation.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Remember that music? That's good old Galaga, a super popular stand-up arcade game from the 80s. And now, a company called Arcade 1-Up is making those great arcade cabinets with the vintage game inside. David McIntosh from Arcade 1-Up explains.
In October of 2018, Arcade 1-Up launched these mid-sized at-home arcade machines. We understood that there was a bit of white space in the at-home retro gaming category, and that's where we really wanted to focus our energy on. And after quickly selling out at major retailers and getting a lot of buzz at trade shows in 2021, we worked with the top licensors in all gaming categories, from Atari to Capcom, Bandai Namco, you name it, to bring all the iconic titles back to life.
Love those vintage video games? Check them out at arcade1up.com. That's arcade, the number one, up.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
And now let's get back to The Hermit's Cave on WIN Radio WAS.
Dave. Dave. Did you hear him? Someone laughing. Someone laughing as if they were right outside the windows of the studio. No one can get in these windows. They're all locked.
Hey, what is this? As if anyone would put up a fireman's ladder to try to climb in this third floor studio.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I hope you do. Maybe you're expecting someone to drop in through the skylight.
Listen. Did you hear him?
Well, sure. Someone at the door. Well, get on my rope before you let them in.
No one here. You heard the knocking on the door, but you see there's no one here. Mrs. Orion was right. What she told me is true. She came back last year at the same time and the year before. She won't rest in her grave. Mrs. Orion was right. She does come back.
This business has to be cleared up once and for all. Here, Mrs. Orion, you sit here in this chair.
Thank you, Mr. Street.
Keith, supposing you sit here.
Sure.
Hate to get you two good folks out of your beds at 1 o'clock in the morning, but I want this crazy business cleared up.
My wife and I don't mind, Mr. Street.
Oh, we don't mind at all. Anything we can do to help Mr. Putnam.
There's nothing anyone can do.
I want the whole of this story. Now, Mrs. Orion, Ray tells me that for the past 2 years since Miriam died, that you people think she has walked about in this house each year on the eve of the night she died.
Oh, yes, Mr. Street. Pete and I heard the walking up in the studio.
We heard something, all right. Got up to investigate, but we didn't see anybody.
Of course you didn't. You know that there's no possibility of such a thing being true. Mrs. Orion, just this afternoon you told me how much you thought of Ray. Well, if that's so, why in thunder would you tell him such yarns?
He made me tell him. I didn't want to. I tried to convince myself there wasn't anything to it. But we did hear walking up in the studio, and we heard her laughing just like she used to do. Mr. Putnam, you made me listen on the night last year and the year before and report to him.
Ray, what made you think Miriam's spirit would come back to haunt this house? Because she said she would just before she died. Well, of all that. Now, come on. Suppose you tell me the whole of this wild tale,
You might as well know it all, Mrs. Orion.
Well, that's what I say.
I was a coward. I stayed away from the cottage last year and the year before at this time. These days are the anniversary of her death. I was afraid of a threat.
Go on, Ray.
No one but Pete and Mrs. Orion knew what Miriam was like. She was insane, Dave, but I never let anyone know it. I never let her out of my sight. What I'm saying is true, isn't it, Mrs. Orion?
Oh, the poor boy put up with more than anyone will ever know.
She used to stand here in the studio when I'd be painting and laugh. Just as she did tonight. Creep up behind me as I worked. What? Miriam, you frightened me.
Sure. You're always afraid of me. Afraid that I will kill you.
Miriam, where'd you get that knife?
Out of the kitchen. Mrs. Orion never saw me take it.
Give it to me, Mary.
I'm going to kill you with it. Just like I'm going to slash your picture to threads right now.
Miriam, don't. Miriam, wait.
Your horrible old pictures. No one wants to buy them. None of them are any good. None of them are any good. Why don't you paint me? You paint everything and everybody but me. You don't paint me because you want to spite me. I know it.
I had intended to paint her for a long time. I tried to, but she wouldn't sit for me. And when she did, it was always to annoy me. She'd sit and grimace, laugh. I should have put her in an institution, but I couldn't bear the thought of that. She was beautiful, frail. I was afraid of the treatment they might give her. So I kept her near me all the time. Mrs. Orion and Pete were frightened, but they stayed on for my sake. Finally, I decided to paint Miriam even though she wouldn't sit for me. This seemed to mollify her somewhat.
Oh, she was much easier to handle those last few months.
Almost friendly-like.
That was because she was growing weaker, though we didn't know it. You see, I had never called in a doctor for fear he would judge her insane. And then that last night, as Mrs. Orion and I stood by her bed, she raised up, looked at me wildly.
I'll come back every year at this same time. Do you understand what I say? I'll come back every year until I have my revenge.
You're listening to The Hermit's Cave. We'll be back right after we take a short break.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Mama Bear deserves more than just one day of celebration. So we're offering moms month-long specials at Black Bear Diner. Start with a momlet, a fluffy three-egg omelet made with delicious smoked bacon, mushroom, tomato, avocado, and cheddar cheese. Or grab a chickadee chicken sandwich. Crispy golden chicken tenders on a brioche bun. Top with American cheese, bacon, mayo, and house-made bacon ranch dressing. Top it off with a mocha cream pie. Offered all month, anytime, any day at Black Bear Diner.
Bear Diner.
Greetings, North State. Just a reminder here to be sure and tune in to Common Ground Radio Saturday mornings at 9 o'clock. You know, we have much more in common with one another than we normally recognize, but fail to see this thanks to our polarized media that deliberately divides us and demonizes the other side. Common Ground Radio is your progressive call-in talk show for the North State, right here on Radio KCNR, where we seek bipartisan agreement on many issues affecting all of us using respectful, fact-based dialogue and starting for change from the progressive side of the street.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're talking about Trinidad's Espiritu Series No. 2, crafted with tobaccos from Brazil and Nicaragua and wrapped in an Arapiraca leaf. Espiritu No. 2 produces a harmonious, medium to full-bodied cigar with extraordinary zesty complexity and earthy notes. Come by the shop and pick up your Trinidad Espiritu No. 2 today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Redding.
Hey Northern California, this is Nigel Skeet, and starting on Saturday, June 22nd at 8 a.m., I'll be hosting a new weekly California Adventure District radio show. There are so many great things happening in our region, and I'll be bringing them all to you every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. I'll have guests from our 12 surrounding counties, including Humboldt, Siskiyou, Trinity, Lassen, Mendocino, and many more. You will be able to plan for a great summer and fall right here in the California Adventure District. Join me every Saturday morning at 8 a.m.
Compass Sports Cards, locally owned and operated at 1620 East Cypress Avenue across from Hill Collision Center, is your home base for trading cards and signed sports memorabilia with modern and vintage sports cards and collectibles. Compass Sports Cards features baseball, basketball, football cards, and is the largest supplier of non-sports Pokemon cards. Buy, sell, or trade with Compass Sports Cards, open from 11 to 6 Monday through Saturday. Do you have a collection? Have it appraised at Compass Sports Cards before or after hours at 1620 East Cypress Avenue. Call 355-2016 or stop by today and check us out on Facebook, Compass Sports Cards.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
Well, I'm going to have coffee, or I may fall asleep on you. Stays piping hot in this thermos jug. Good cup of coffee is just what you need.
No, nothing.
You know, it's a strange thing to me how you can be taken in by all this nonsense. You aren't going to hear anything tonight or any night.
You forget that I did last night.
Oh, you listened so hard last night you had to hear anything your mind created.
Didn't you hear someone knock?
You had me believing almost anything. I feel so darn silly. As if we were playing a game of cops and robbers. You sitting here with that gun, both of us waiting for a spirit to make an appearance. Here I was planning on having a swell weekend. I told Vi to come out today, but with things as they are, I decided it was best to call her and tell her not to come. Better have some of this coffee.
Dave.
Yeah.
Look at that rocking chair. The one Miriam always sat in. It's moving. See it? Rocking back and forth.
Well, what's funny about that? I've seen chairs rock by themselves lots of times. Wind catches them.
Miriam sitting in that chair. I see her. She's sitting in the rocker.
Oh, get a hold of yourself. There isn't anyone there.
Stop that laughing. I'll end that insane laughter of yours forever.
Wayne, you're the one who's insane. There's no one sitting in that chair. Yeah, you frightened the wits out of the Orient. They're coming up the stairs.
Is that all right?
Coming, I'll let you in.
Get away from me. You can't touch me.
Why, it's all his imagination. Fire at the rocker. Thought she was sitting in it.
Mr. Putnam, what's the matter? What's wrong?
She's got her hands around my throat.
There ain't anyone in here but us, Mr. Putnam.
Her hands around my throat? Stop. Stop. I'll confess. I poisoned you. I had to kill you. But you might have harmed innocent people. It was best to kill you.
Stop.
Let me breathe.
Ray, there's no one in this room. Miriam didn't return. Ray.
What's the matter with him?
Call a doctor, Mrs. Orme. I'm afraid he's dying. Get a doctor here immediately. Vi, it's a terrible thing. There's really nothing any of us can say to comfort you.
He poisoned Miriam.
Yes, he told us just before he died.
You don't think she really did come back to carry out her threat of revenge?
I saw no one. I think Ray died of a guilty conscience. But of course it's true that there were finger marks on his throat, as if someone had choked him. And that is the part that is hard to figure out.
Turn on your lights. gentlemen. I'll be back. Pleasant dreams.
All characters, places, and occurrences mentioned in the Hermit's Cave are fictitious, and similarity to persons, places, or occurrences is purely accidental.
From the early 1940s, I believe, that was the Hermit's Cave episode, It Happened on Sunday. Well, earlier we had Fibber McGee and Molly, and one of that comedy's primary writers was Phil Leslie. And he later worked on television, including penning multiple episodes of Dennis the Menace, which featured another longtime Fibber and Molly cast member in the role of Mr. Wilson. I'll name him and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
I want to live fast, love hard, die young, and leave a beautiful memory.
MusicRewind.com offers you 75 number one country hits, an essential collection of your favorite classic country songs on three CDs for only $19.98. Order 75 number one country hits today at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Act now and get a special rate on shipping. Just enter or mention promo code SPECIAL33. Hurry, call 800-206-5002 or go to MusicRewind.com. Remember, promo code SPECIAL33 for reduced shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Holmes, Holmes, it can't be.
But it is, Watson, beyond any shadow of doubt.
Beyond any shadow of a doubt, you won't miss a When Radio Was episode ever again. Just stream the most recent shows on our Radio Spirits app for free. Download it at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android.
Oh, I suppose you could do better.
Well, you think not? Honey, just sit down and listen to me.
Yes, listen to this. You can't do better than streaming thousands more of our other radio shows, such as Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Gunsmoke, The Whistler, Jack Benny, and yours truly, Johnny Dollar, to name just a few. Download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening.
Are you kidding? You are kidding.
No, sir.
How come?
Because we wouldn't joke about free streams. Download a free trial now at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android. Check out the Radio Spirits app today with no risk or obligation. Just free When Radio Was daily streams.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Hi, I'm Mark Saltzman, host of the syndicated Tech It Out radio show and podcast. The distinctive ASUS ZenBook Flip 15 is an elegant, sophisticated, and versatile Windows 10 laptop. Its amazing 4K UHD OLED Nano Edge high contrast touchscreen is Pantone validated for color accuracy, TÜV Rheinland certified for eye care, and features a precision engineered 360 degree ergo lift hinge. The sleek and ultra compact design gives ZenBook Flip 15 an amazing 90% screen-to-body ratio. Its latest 11th-gen Intel Core processor and gaming-grade NVIDIA GeForce GTX 1650 Ti graphics will accelerate your on-the-go productivity and creativity. ASUS ZenBook Flip 15 is your perfect creative partner. Do great things with a Windows PC. Performance, price, and plenty to choose from.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Before the break, I mentioned Fibber McGee and Molly writer Phil Leslie later penned episodes of the television comedy Dennis the Menace. Well, Gail Gordon, who played Mary LaTrivia on radio, was also the second actor to play Mr. Wilson on that TV program. The first actor to play Mr. Wilson on that TV series was also a radio veteran, Joseph Kearns, but he died during production and was replaced by Gordon. I'm your host, Greg Bell, and we are all out of time, but I want to remind you to take a moment and visit the website, whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
Chad Benson Show, Dana Show,
Radio America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.